Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. In their quest to hunt down and attack ICE agents, rioters in St. Paul went as far as storming a church service yesterday. People even suspected of working for ICE, enforcing federal immigration law, were harassed. Some pro-ICE demonstrators also held gatherings over the weekend in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Demonstrations in Greenland over the weekend as President Trump stands by his declaration that the U.S. must gain control of the strategically important Arctic island. The European Union, meanwhile, is chiming in on Mr. Trump's threat of higher tariffs.
The EU is considering imposing 93 billion euros worth of tariffs on the United States, or restricting the access of American companies to the bloc's single market. If Donald Trump makes good on his promise to impose tariffs on any country that gets in the way of his takeover of Greenland, a territory of Denmark. The EU's retaliatory measures are being prepared to give Brussels leverage in talks with the US president in Davos this week, where the EU hopes to reach some kind of compromise. France and Germany's finance ministers meet in Berlin today to establish a joint position.
The BBC's Katja Adler. Spanish police say at least 39 people have been confirmed dead in a high-speed train collision in southern Spain. The crash occurred last evening when a train from Malaga to the capital Madrid derailed and hit an oncoming train. Authorities still recovering bodies from the mangled wreckage of shattered glass and twisted steel. The death toll, they say, could rise. It was a bitterly cold, snowy weekend along a vast expanse of the East Coast, and that includes in the heavily populated New York, New Jersey region. Wall Street is closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday. The bond markets are closed today as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know that look your dog gives you, the one that says, I trust you completely? That look is exactly why I created Rough Greens. You love your dog like family, and you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can for their health. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here. And what most dog owners don't realize is wet or dry, dog food has been cooked at such high temperatures that all the live nutrition is gone. It's dead food. That's why so many dogs struggle with dull coats, sluggish energy, joint pain, and digestive issues. They're literally starving for the live nutrition their body needs. But with the live vitamins, probiotics, enzymes, omega oils, and antioxidants in Rough Greens, your pup has everything they need to stay happy and healthy. Don't change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens and watch your dog come back to life. Get your free Jumpstart trial bag today. Just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Use discount code LOOK. That's RUFFGreens.com. Discount code LOOK.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It'll be a little bit lighter today with the Dr. King holiday and the federal workers not going towards the district right now. Some may be, but for the most part, it's going to be quiet. All the interstates right now are clear. There's one concern for the early morning ride. Not sure if there's a water main break or just a water leak. There's some ice on Charles Street near Towson Town Boulevard in Baltimore County, and they're asking now for salt trucks to arrive in that area. So if you're out around GBMC, definitely a heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cold start to your MLK day here this morning. Temps in the teens and 20s. We'll see breezy conditions, sun for the afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Even colder temperatures on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
22 degrees in Middle River and 17 in Pikesville at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. As many as 20 vehicles may have been involved in a crash on an icy overpass near Baltimore's Druid Hill Park Sunday evening. First responders were called to the ramp to the southbound JFX shortly before 7 p.m., and officials say at least one person was injured and taken to a hospital. One of the drivers involved in the crash tells WJZ she was trying to merge onto southbound 83 when she began to slide and spun out. She says several other vehicles slid behind hers, and she was struck struck by three or four cars. The accident remains under investigation. And the Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert will take effect today and continue through Wednesday morning due to dangerously cold temperatures and wind chills. Residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. During a code blue, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 944. The pick 4, 1716. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Ravens head coaching search continued over the weekend with three more interviews conducted, bringing the first round total to 15. Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady, Niners DC Robert Saleh, and Rams DC Chris Shula sat down via Zoom. Search will resume this week with a list of 4 to 5 finalists submitted to owner Steve Bisciotti. Here's GM Eric DaCosta on what the Ravens are looking for.
We want leaders. We want the best leader we can find. We want somebody who's going to hold the players accountable. We want somebody who's an expert in X's and O's. We want somebody who the players can relate to, but also somebody that's going to be firm and continue the culture that we've built.
Leader won't be Kevin Stefanski, who has signed with the Atlanta Falcons. NFL divisional playoff round concluded yesterday, and what a finish it was in Chicago.
The man in motion. Williams drifting, sprinting for space, in all kinds of trouble, put it up for grabs in the end zone. Come in! He got it! For the touchdown! They've done it again!
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. You really had to see it to believe it. Caleb Williams to Cole Kmet with 18 seconds to play tied it, but the Rams would pick off Caleb Williams in overtime and win it. 2017 was the final. Rams now play the Seahawks in the NFC, and the Patriots will travel to Denver for the AFC Championship. The Broncos have lost quarterback Bo Nix to a broken ankle. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Harbaugh has landed in New Jersey. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland's Monday, January 19, 2026, MLK Day. Coming up this hour, the Margarita Man, Chris Van Hollen, claiming the criminal illegal aliens
pose no public threat whatsoever. Meanwhile,
okay, Rachel Warren.
A body was dumped in Prince George's County. And it's believed the MS-13 is behind that. Tampon Tim calling out the Minnesota National Guard, finally, but this not after people were assaulted, stabbed, and brutalized over the weekend. Maryland Democrats are now targeting ICE. They're declaring war on ICE, federal law enforcement officials. And that is our top story here in this hour. There are three prongs to this fork, if you will. You've got the 287G program that they're looking to eliminate and ban altogether. You have SB1, which would require that federal agents unmask. They couldn't put masks on to protect their identities because they're being doxxed. Their families are being doxxed. That isn't going to fly based on the supremacy clause. Federal agents can do whatever they want, basically, as long as they're empowered or enabled by law, by statute. And then there's the Icebreaker Act of 2026. We'll get to that here in just a second. But Sheriff Gaylor warns what could become of Maryland.
I think we'll become Minneapolis number two.
Yeah, Minneapolis number two. That's where we're headed towards Little Mogadishu. And proposal that the 287G program, which, again, in his county, Harford County, it's 287G Light. They basically work in the jailhouse determining the immigration status and working with ICE, and they turn over the criminals to ICE before they have to release them like they do in the rest of the freaking state. And he's concerned about the ending of that program.
Well, you have to see those of us who participate in this sort of program open our jail doors to these criminal offenders, people who have been arrested for other things not related to immigration, open our jail doors and let them back in the community to re-victimize the same community they were arrested in.
Now, ICE has been around for 22 years. 22 years. That means they were here when Barack Hussein Obama became known as the deporter in chief. And I don't know if you saw the picture over the weekend, but there he was, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry, hanging a medal over the chest of Tom Homan. Imagine that. And it's just amazing. And Gaylor says, look, this is all about politics.
Unfortunately, we have too many legislators that are on the wrong side of the fence. They want to support the criminals and not the law-abiding citizens. Oh, it's 100% political. This is, we've had this program. President Clinton initiated this program.
Yeah, and the fact is that if you get rid of the 287G, and it's only in 8 counties in Maryland, it should be in all 23 jurisdictions, but it's only in 8, and if you eliminate the 287G program completely, that means there are going to be a lot more criminal illegal aliens released back into the communities, which they're already victimizing, and that means there'll be more ICE raids, not less.
If Maryland moves in the wrong direction and does away with these sorts of agreements, I think we'll see those sweeping ICE operations. I think we'll see more deportation proceedings, and we'll see ICE carrying out their required lawful mission, things that they are allowed to do here in much more aggressive manner, if you will.
But leave it to the pro-criminal Maryland General Insane Asylum to continually go against law enforcement to try to protect the criminals. And they claim, people like Bill Ferguson and others, Will Smith down in Annapolis, that they're protecting the community, the vulnerable people in the community. Well, the fact of the matter is, the cold hard fact, is when you let serial rapists, murderers, kidnappers, pedophiles, etc. loose into the community, you are not protecting them. You're putting them in great danger and at great risk. We'll hear from the Senate President coming up in just a moment. 6:13, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Back again with the frozen tundra.
Yeah. We had a couple of things with the snow and ice over the weekend. It's Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. It's been on and off all weekend, causing problems on the roads.
I was playing golf about 11 o'clock and getting all kind of alerts on my phone. And I said, put this back in the bag and pretend you're not there. Let's move on to the 10th hole, please. The tunnels right now are clear. It's Dr. King's birthday today, so happy birthday, Dr. King. I always liked him. You know what? One of the greatest speakers of all time. Mm-hmm. You could listen to him talk for hours. Now, regardless of his politics, he could still go on forever. There's some ice, and they're not saying if it's a water leak or somebody spilled something. Charles Street, Towsontown Boulevard, in that area near GBMC, and they've had a salt truck responding into that area. So it gets a little windy right there on Charles Street, so be prepared. Looking live here at both the tunnels, and right now at Child Street, and 895. The lanes are open. Traffic is going to be much lighter today through the area. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. Just had a look at the parkway. Not a lot of traffic there. A lot of government workers, of course, on the parkway. But the traffic that is there is fine between Arundel Mills and down towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a cold start to the day today. Again, temperatures in the 20s, highs today in the 30s. Tonight, clear, lows back into the teens once more. Tuesday, sunny, but only 26 for the high tomorrow. As we've got this polar vortex, again, this Canadian cold air from coming down from the Arctic, which is blasting everybody from here all the way down to Florida.
31 in Brooksville this morning.
No, I was reading, it was on this day.
That's pretty.
It was the only snowstorm ever in Miami, and it was so bad. I think it was back in the either late 70s or early 80s, and it was even snowing in the Bahamas. So I was,
It snowed in Panama City Crestview.
I saw that. Yeah, the panhandle,
not much,
right?
Half an inch.
All right.
Still.
Annapolis,
wow.
24 right now. We've got 20 and clear in Ellicott City. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins continues to catch flack for suggesting people can save money on groceries by eating a $3 meal. Consisting of a piece of chicken, a piece of broccoli, a corn tortilla, and one other thing.
And, well, that's plenty enough.
Chuck is recommending that one other thing be a huge plate of lasagna.
What's this guy's name that recommended this?
This is Brooke Rollins, Agriculture Secretary.
Well, she can take that piece of broccoli and you know.
ICE agents in Minneapolis ate dinner at a Mexican restaurant that proceeded to arrest the workers at that restaurant. That's where they are.
Ole, ole.
Ole, ole.
The slogan, Taco Bell, run for the border. Health-conscious men are switching to underwear made from natural fibers out of concern that polyester undies are harming their fertility hormones and general health.
Oh, dear.
What'd you say?
Chuck, remember the days it used to be the goal just to wear clean underwear?
Well, yeah, mine had years on them.
Oh! And why do they tell you wear clean underwear in case you get into an accident? You're going to have an accident anyway. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have holes in your underwear?
I don't. I haven't checked. Can you give me a minute?
Get your feet in, then.
Oh! Ow.
Progresso is bringing back Soup Drops, the soup-flavored hard candy.
Oh.
See, now we need some grilled cheese-flavored gummy bears. We've got lunch.
Wow. We're going to lose soup, it. Broccoli, that's the thing.
Can you imagine the cream?
With the broccoli and the taco, you've got
a very salty.
A cream of crab, hard candy. Ooh. No thanks.
No.
New normal American politics is the increased usage of curse words by elected and appointed officials. It used to be that when the politician used the F word, it was meant for filibuster.
Yeah, right.
It does sound kind of dirty, doesn't it? When you think about it.
It still does, yes.
Disgusting.
There's another company that makes suicide pods for couples.
What?
Yeah. So you can both check out at the same time.
Right.
I like that.
Gee, we ought to send two of them up to the view.
A couple of them have to be double wide.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to one of entertainment's biggest legends, Dolly Parton.
Here's a little gal that I know you're going to really learn to love. She ain't no dumb blonde, though. Pretty Miss Dolly Parton.
Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb. Cause this dumb blonde ain't nobody's
fool. Amen.
You are now and forever a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Here you come again, working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living.
It is my pleasure to induct you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
I'm a rock star now!
Dolly is 80 years of age today.
Wow. God bless her.
Still going strong. How about
remember
that?
Johnny
folks?
Carson said he'd give her year's pay to look under there.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
Went on TV.
He did. Indeed.
The man in black.
It's a bad weekend if you're a Buffalo Bills fan.
Wow. Yeah, Bills go fly here.
Pretty aggressive here.
Yeah. Better head to the sideline if he wants another play. Oh, lost the football.
No.
Why you never do that? And it's picked up by the Broncos.
No.
And there's time on the clock.
No.
And they have chance to add three more.
No. No. No.
50 yards it is. Lutz to end the half.
No!
With a 10-point lead.
No!
10 points. in the final 22 seconds.
Afterwards, quarterback Josh Allen was weeping at the post-game press conference. Come on, man. There's no crying in football. Take it like a man. Jeez. I understand you're disappointed, but, you know, God, he wept like a baby during the press conference.
Jeez.
Yeah, I just got to know, when you're the Bills, you are choke. You know, you just got to, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, you're going to choke. The Bills are professional choke artists.
Just deal with it.
Suck it up. He is so cute.
Hey, I got good news and bad news regarding Maryland. The bad news is the downtown Sheridan Inner Harbor is closing.
Oh, my goodness.
Closed. Yeah. They're going to shutter their doors. 40 years old. And now, basically, they're going to close their doors. Their last day of business, December 31st. And the Morton's Steakhouse also closed its doors as well. So, bad news. More bad news from downtown Baltimore. But the good news is, the governor announced on Friday that the Sphere, that is that huge orb that's in Vegas, that's inside concert venue and, you know, so on and so forth, it is coming to Maryland. The next Sphere, Sphere Entertainment, the state of Maryland, Prince George's County, said they are going to put the next Sphere at National Harbor in Maryland, just across the Potomac from Virginia.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That is a
That's
big
exciting.
Event.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be
a spot for it.
That'd be a big
Have
event.
Have you seen the videos spot. With the rock artists performing?
I haven't been there yet, but friends of mine that saw the Eagles there said it was amazing.
Yeah.
I just had a friend that saw the Wizard of Oz. They put it on the, they said it was really eerie with the flying monkeys and everything. It freaked them out. Yeah. But, yeah, it's that'll be a big event if they are able to get the Sphere here in the state of Maryland. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 621, the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com, Facebook, and our Rumble page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call Maid Pro.
Maid Pro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on maidpro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. Maidpro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's Maid Pro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then Maid Pro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. Maid Pro, your home clean just how you like it.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, reminding you that if you or a loved one have been injured in a motor vehicle accident that was not your fault, I do not want you to hesitate. Call us at 410-363-6848 or text us directly from our website, maflaw.com. Consultations are free, and if we take your case, you will not pay a fee until we win. Michael, Stephen, and Rachel will work with you to obtain the best result and get you back on your feet as soon as possible. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
WCBM celebrates Dr. Martin Luther King.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
623, traffic and weather on the threes on this Monday morning. Be careful. Some areas might be a little slippery as well. And Chuck Whitaker, always slippery, has an update for us.
It's a slippery slope.
It is indeed.
The eastbound side of the Bay Bridge again this morning. Beautiful sunrise shaping up. Heading east in the next couple of minutes. Very nice right now. You can already see it on the horizon. Everybody westbound, which is where most of the traffic is, good right now from Kent Island through the area around Oceanic Drive and then working your way over eventually to Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. No delays right now. We're clear at I-97 at Route 32. There's a minor wreck in the city. It's in Brooklyn, Hanover Street, Frankfurst Avenue, south of the Hanover Street Bridge. And then again, some ice reported on the roadway up around GBMC. Be careful through there on Charles Street at Towson Town Boulevard.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. The cold start, temps in the teens and 20s, highs in the 30s. Tonight clear with lows back into the teens. And going to be cold for the next several days as well. Right now 20 in Reisterstown. And the warm spot 28 in Ocean City under clear skies. We are talking about the Maryland General Insane Asylum targeting ICE agents with three different pieces of legislation. Number one, eliminating 287G, SB1, which would require federal agents not to mask or protect their facial identity. And, of course, the third is the Icebreaker Act. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. So Senate President Bill Ferguson was interviewed by Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45, and here is his reasoning why we need these pieces of legislation.
It is totally unacceptable, and as a state, it flies in the face of Maryland values.
Maryland values. Don't you love it when people like Bill Ferguson are telling us what Maryland values are, what they should be? I got news for you, buddy. My values are not your values, okay? So they sit up there as the spokesperson who is pro-abortion, pro-baby killing, okay, who's pro-criminal, illegal alien. Those are not my values. You're not a spokesman for me or many other, I would think thousands, if not millions of Marylanders. And so stop pretending to be the moral spokesman for the state of Maryland. If you feel that there's something that is wrong, fine, introduce a bill. But don't sit up there and pretend to be, Billy Graham for all of us here in the state of Maryland. Now, as to SB1, the reason why they have to mask themselves is because you far left-wing agitators, and that includes you, Senator Ferguson, are out there doxing. You're doxing, you're identifying these agents. You're going after them and their families and their children. I guess that's more Maryland values.
You know, we're realistic Immigration Customs Enforcement is a federal agency. And so where there is federal preemption, we recognize that we're going to have to figure out how to legislate appropriately there.
Yeah, well, you're going to lose in court. So why bother? Why spend the money? Why waste the effort and the time and spend taxpayer dollars? Because you're going to end up in court and you're going to lose under the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution. Now, for those of us, including myself, that are saying that if you get rid of the 287G program, that's going to lead to more ICE raids, Ferguson says he's not buying that.
If you think what ICE is doing and you're worried about more ICE agents being out in communities, we have a fundamental problem. Full stop.
Yeah, well, we do have a fundamental problem. That is criminal illegal aliens are wandering the streets, raping, murdering, kidnapping, and all sorts of perverted acts on our children. And you, sir, and the other members of your party are protecting these individuals. Mackenzie Frost talked about there's got to be consequences here.
Are you concerned at all that taking a hard line on some of these policies would invite more federal immigration enforcement into the state?
Look, am I concerned that there could be a consequence? Yes. But the consequence that I'm most worried about is failing to live up to our values as Marylanders and as Americans that believe that the United States is a land of opportunity.
Yeah. Who appointed him head of the values police? I'm just curious. I mean, it's these blowhard politicians, they have such a high opinion of themselves, don't they? It is just sickening. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning. Wish you and all your listeners a happy King Day. And I believe today is the traditional birthday of Edgar Allan Poe, the Baltimore poet, as well. I just want to add that they, Maryland General Insane Asylum, forget about the fact that a couple of years ago, a mother of five was murdered on the Mon Pop Trail in Hartford County, courtesy of a illegal alien murderer. Did they forget about her and her family, or what do you think?
Well, yeah, I think they completely forgot about it. And when he's talking about Maryland values, what about the values and the of life for Rachel Morin, for Kayla Hamilton, and for Takari Thompson, who was killed in Prince George's County? Mark, it's an excellent point. Thanks so much for making that and your call here into the show. All right, coming up right after the 6:30 news, Tampon Tim calls out the Minnesota National Guard, and he's a little bit late. hopefully not too late. Timkaw Electric Heating and Cooling. Right now, it has been bone-crunching cold over the last several days, and we've had ice, sleet, snow, you name it. You want to make sure that heat pump, your forced air heating furnace, whatever heating system is, that it's working properly and efficiently, and that when it comes on, it's what it's supposed to. You get heat. The worst thing happened to me last year because of a bad thermostat. Went without heat, and you know it broke in the middle of the night. And so, you know, again, we were getting out the space heaters, and so again, you just never know. But you want to make sure your heating system is been checked out, it's maintained properly. Tim Kyle will do that. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, online, timkylecompany.com. Call them today and tell them I told you to call. It is 6:30. Let's get some news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. The headlines brought to you by Audiology Associates. Snow has moved out of the Baltimore area, but there could be icy road conditions this morning. Fewer vehicles are expected on the roads today since government offices and schools are closed for the Martin Luther King Day holiday. But anyone who has to be on the roads should slow down. Drivers should use extra caution because roadways that look wet could be covered in black ice, especially on elevated roadways, bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Sunday night, icy roads led to a major crash on the ramp from the Druid Hill Park area to the southbound JFX. 15 to 20 vehicles may have been involved in the incident. And city police are investigating a Sunday morning murder in West Baltimore. Police say an officer on routine patrol was flagged down just before 5 a.m. by a person who said someone had been shot near Linden and West North Avenues. When police arrived at the scene, they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound that appeared to be life-threatening. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. There is no information on a possible suspect. And the Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a fatal police-involved crash in Howard County. The accident happened overnight Saturday in Columbia after police attempted to stop the driver of a vehicle for speeding on northbound Route 29. Police say the driver fled and crashed into a wooded area while trying to take the exit ramp onto Broken Land Parkway. The vehicle caught fire and the juvenile driver of the Honda was pronounced dead at the scene. The officers were equipped with body-worn cameras, and the IID generally releases that type of footage within 20 business days of an incident. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at the west side outer loop of the Beltway, and again, should be a little bit lighter this morning with the Dr. King holiday. And in the stretch right now from Liberty Road to Route 40, no delays even in the construction area between Liberty Road and I-70. Everybody's moving just fine. Very quiet on the JFX. Some ice reported down. Sure, there are many, but with the one report earlier, Charles Street, Towsontown Boulevard, ice on the roadway there. A couple of accidents in the city in Brooklyn, Hanover Street, Frankfurst Avenue. That's not far from the 895 bridge. There's a wreck now at Leakin Park over on the west side at Franklintown Road at Winans Way. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cold start to your MLK day here this morning. Temps in the teens and 20s. We'll see breezy conditions, sun for the afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Even colder temperatures on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. The Ravens getting down to the nitty-gritty this week, trimming their list of coaching hopefuls from about 15 down to 5. List to be submitted to Steve Bisciotti for review and follow-up. Here's the owner on how it's going to go.
I want very much this person to be picked by Eric and Oz and Sash more than me. When I come in, when they call me in for these five, I'm going to already know why they love them. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to give just them my honest opinions, my reservations, if there are any, on individuals that may be a red flag that they didn't see.
Seven openings in the NFL still remain. Atlanta isn't one of them because Kevin Stefanski took that job with the Falcons. One opening that has been filled also is in New York, where John Harbaugh is now the 25th head coach in Giants history. The 63-year-old signing for 5 years and $100 million. The contract twisted in the wind for a couple days, and the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport explained what that was all about.
Reporting structure and who is able to do what and how the whole organization is set up, which generally are things you discuss during the lead-up, during the interview, during the courting process.
Notably, Harbaugh told The Athletic's Ian O'Connor he will report directly to Giants co-owner John Mara rather than GM Joe Shane. Meanwhile, former NFL linebacker and now Pat McAfee show co-host A.J. Hawk says Harbaugh to New York makes a lot of sense.
You could see this coming. It really, I don't know what it is, like the New York Giants brand, it seems to mesh well with having John Harbaugh coming there. You know, you hear about him being a disciplinarian, holds guys accountable, all of that stuff. So.
Meanwhile, a Pyrrhic victory on the field for the Broncos on Saturday night, downing Buffalo 33-30 in overtime to advance to the AFC Championship game. But 30 minutes later, this devastating news delivered by head coach Sean Payton.
On the second to last play in overtime, Bo fractured a bone in his right ankle. He's scheduled to have surgery Tuesday of this week, which will put him out for the rest of the season.
Talking about Bo Nix, of course, the quarterback of the Broncos. Now Jarrett Stidham will try to pull off a Jeff Hostetler and lead the Broncos to the Super Bowl. And then there's the post-game press conference from Buffalo. Bills quarterback Josh Allen after throwing two picks in Buffalo's loss to Denver on Saturday night.
That's purely difficult.
And it's the seventh straight year with Allen under center that the Bills have failed to advance to the Super Bowl. The time now is 6:37. When we return, why the double standard?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So you're not a fan of Josh Allen getting up there at the podium and sobbing?
No. Well, he's doing crying in football.
Or baseball.
Or baseball, for that matter. I mean, yeah. He just, you know, look, I understand. Incredible disappointment. Crushing loss. And your performance, he's a gifted athlete, gifted quarterback, but he stunk up the joint.
Mm.
And what, are you supposed to feel sorry for him now? Because you fumbled a couple of times, you threw a couple of picks. And,
right. You know, well, so that it's interesting you say that. You're supposed to feel sorry for him because it seems to me like there's a double standard here.
Why?
You've got Lamar, who has also not been successful in the playoffs at all.
Wait.
Let me finish.
All right.
Lamar hasn't been successful, and he is being ripped and vilified for not being successful.
Yeah.
But, like you just said, Josh Allen is a sympathetic figure. Why is that?
I think some people, it's trying to be a sympathetic figure. Mm-hmm. He's not a sympathetic figure to me.
I think he's a sympathetic figure in the media, for sure.
Yeah, you're,
for sure he is.
Point. Look, this coming from a guy that used Pyrrhic victory in a sportscast. I got to tell you, I'm really impressed. I am really impressed. Get your Reader's Digest out over the weekend.
Reader's Digest, seriously? Is it even made anymore?
I think it is, yeah. It still is.
It's online, right?
It's somewhere.
I love you, Sean. You're the best old guy I know.
Thank you, Gary. You're right up there with me. All right. Thank you, sir. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So, finally, Tampon Tim calls out the National Guard in Minnesota. Here's what happened over the weekend. J6er Jake Lang was mercilessly beaten and allegedly stabbed by a mob in Minnesota. Reporters from CBS were physically assaulted and attacked while just standing there filming and so on and so forth. A church was overrun because they thought the pastor was cooperating with ICE. He wasn't. And they overran the church, and they were threatening people inside the so-called sanctuary of a church. $1,000 camera was stolen from individuals. And so then we have not to mention the fraud that's going on in Minnesota and everything else. So finally, he calls out the National Guard. Jacob Small Fry is once again, the words are words have meaning, and he's basically saying here that there won't be any peace until ICE leaves Minnesota.
If the goal here is to create peace and safety and calm, there's a very clear antidote here, which is leave. The second these ICE agents leave the city, I'm telling you, you're going to have calm in Minneapolis, and you will continue to see the great comeback that we had been experiencing. Let us get back to that comeback. Let us live in peace. Let us have businesses that are open and daycares where you don't need to escort staff to and from. Let us live in a place where, you know, I mean, look, in Minneapolis, we'll stand up. If we have to sled down ice hills to get to a protest, we'll do that.
Yeah, let's.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Let's have leering centers where we can have no children in the daycare centers, whatever the case may be. Then there's Eric Swalwell when he's not double dipping with Fang Fang. He's running for governor of California. I don't know if you knew that or not. He's threatening to take driver's licenses away from ICE agents.
They're going to lose their immunity. They're not going to be able to drive. I will take your driver's license. Good luck walking to work. Also, I will direct law enforcement to use every power to prosecute them for battery, false imprisonment, and murder. You know me. I'm not shy. Over the last 10 years, I worked on the Russia investigation with Adam Schiff. I helped lead the second impeachment as a manager. I've got the only lawsuit that has survived this new presidency. It's me and the January 6 officers. I'm not naive about who he is. There's only one side of the ball to be on behalf of Californians when it comes to ICE, and it's offense.
This has now become, this is an 80-20 issue, I think, for most Americans. I've seen some polls that have been manufactured that, you know, allegedly disagree with ICE, but I don't put much faith in them. Then there's the Attorney General Keith Ellison. He, along with Don Lemon, now are actually trying to create the sympathetic figure of Renee Good, who participated in a far left wing Antifa type group called ICE Watch that was teaching how to assault ICE agents.
This woman lost her life trying to be vigilant on behalf of the most vulnerable members of our community.
Yeah.
And I think that that is beautiful. And so we're standing where she lost her life just a short while ago. And
as we say in this country, right, we are in pursuit of a more perfect union.
A more perfect union.
There's nothing beautiful about someone tragically getting killed. There's nothing beautiful about that at all. And here we have Keith Ellison romanticizing this. She was vigilant. She was protecting a vulnerable community. Oh, by the way, she lost her life. But it was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment. These people are dangerously mentally ill. Just saying. Well, coming up, we'll hear from Todd Lyons in just a second, the ICE director, as he calls out Democrats and corrects a lot of their misinformation. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Just in case you might be traveling, there's a wreck. Two lanes are blocked. I-95 southbound at King's Dominion. So if you're going south towards Richmond, down through Fredericksburg, they have some lane blockage there, and they just arrived there in the last 20 minutes. So that's a new wreck, and the backups are just beginning, though, again, we're being saved a little bit because traffic is lighter today because of Dr. King. Totally good to go this morning in and around the Beltway. Just looked up at 83. And on the roadways are all open. There's a lot of snow on the grass up through that area. It looks nice from overhead, and the roadway conditions are fine. There may be some scattered areas of ice, and you have to be prepared for that. We know of one that has been reported in the last hour, ice on Charles Street in the area at Towson Town Boulevard in Baltimore County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you say scattered areas of ice and ice on Charles Street. You got these idiots of Ice Watch. They may actually go down there thinking ice agents are there. So
that's true.
Got to be careful.
They'll be out there protesting at GBMC.
Right, because these people are as dumb as a box of rocks. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start, temperatures in the teens and 20s today, highs in the 30s. Tonight, clear, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, sunny and bitterly cold, only about 26 for the high. You ready for it? 18 in Forest Hill. 20 in Baltimore City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of
Johnson. I've eaten so much fish, I'm ready to grow gills. I've eaten so much liver, I can only make love if I'm smothered in bacon and onions.
Peeps unveil the bold new lineup of flavors for 2026. They have chili lime mango, strawberry Pop-Tarts, and Sunny D. Just wait, Maggie. Your chocolate liqueur peeps are coming shortly.
Oh, no. I'm good.
Remember the most interesting man in the world?
He was the most interesting man in the world. Then, the unthinkable. He forgot everything. But when all seemed lost, there was a light at the back of the garage fridge.
Go Sackies!
He is, once again, the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I still prefer Go Sackies. Stay thirsty, my friends.
Last time that ad ran on major television ad was
Super Bowl, wasn't it?
10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
They're reviving it tonight for the National College Football Championship.
Okay.
Jonathan Goldsmith is now 87. Hard to believe, but yep, he'll be back tonight. The new Dos Equis ad. Sonic is introducing the new $6 All-American Smasher Meal, Chuck.
Well,
yeah, you get the All-American Sonic Smasher, medium tots or groovy fries, and medium soft drink or iced tea, if you're a Sonic Smasher guy. New ham and three cheese melt arriving at Jimmy John's, if you like that kind of thing. Right,
that sounds pretty good. That's a comfort, yeah. This time of year, that's a nice comfort food.
Get some Kickin' Ranch chips and a red velvet cookie to boot.
Yep.
And Applebee's is welcoming the new OM Cheeseburger to kick off 2026, priced at $11.99. It's a burger served in a sizzling skillet with a pool of melted queso and cheddar cheeses. The burger consists of beef patty, American cheese, applewood smoked bacon, and spicy honey mustard on a toasted bun.
Nice. Yeah,
I saw the ad for that.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
And it's very cheesy. Good. All right.
I can think of a lot of people around here that are.
Jersey Mike's yesterday had a hot Italian sub with pepperoni and something, but it was grilled.
Oh, that does sound good.
And then they had some of these little red peppers on it, and it was heated up. Oh, my God, it looks so good.
I keep getting all these cheesesteak ads on my Facebook for some strange reason. I must have looked at one now. Every time I open up Facebook, I'm getting a cheesesteak in my face.
You need one, Sean.
They know one cheesesteak.
Stop being so healthy. Let yourself go.
By the way, Applebee's has introduced new alcoholic beverages, the new Tipsy Cupid. Features Smirnoff vodka, orange liqueur, strawberry, and premium lemon sour. The new Prickly Ever After Rita.
Man, and the I don't know about that one.
And the Prickly Melon Rush Mocktail.
I don't want anything to do with a prickly.
I'm frightened.
Mix of Red Bull, prickly pear, lime juice, lemon, lime.
I don't understand this Red Bull and alcohol thing. Can't that like make your body go nuts and stuff?
I mean, think it does.
Like up.
You've got
to. I'm going to try that on the air sometime.
We should do that. Let's get hammered.
Oh, you're all excited.
A little vodka.
Oh, you've got some in your office right now. Go bring in that chocolate liqueur.
I took it home.
You, what, the liqueur?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wondering.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Todd Lyons, he's the director of ICE. He's calling out people like Tampon Tim, Jacob Smallfry, and other Democrats for endangering his agents.
We started seeing this back in April, and I sent up the flare and started asking, elected officials not to stoke such dangerous rhetoric about ICE. And now exactly, seeing exactly what you just said. You're seeing attacks on ICE officers and our other federal partners for only going out there and doing their law enforcement mission.
Yeah, and look, he says Democrats have actually encouraged protesters, agitators, ICE watch activists et al. To harass, interfere, and in some cases assault ICE agents.
You saw the governor and the mayor actively encouraging criminals to go out on the street and impede ICE. That is not allowed under our law. When a federal officer is out doing their job, they have to be allowed to do their job.
All right, coming up next, a couple of Maryland politicians, Margarita Band, Senator Chris Van Hollow, and Glenn Poison Ivy out there threatening to cut off funding for ICE. And when you hear what Van Hollen says about the threat of criminal illegal aliens here in the state of Maryland. You are listening to Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? It could be a regular mortgage or a home equity line of credit. At one time, that monthly payment was more manageable. Now it leaves you with less money to work with each month. A lot of homeowners refinanced years ago because it made their finances easier to manage. A reverse mortgage works in a similar way. It's a refinance that removes that monthly payment. The reason you refinanced before was to give yourself a financial reset. A reverse mortgage can help you do that again. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on with your finances. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If your mortgage payment is starting to control what you can and can't do each month, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you'll speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. The number again is 410-788-7070.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com, or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, so both the national Democrats and the local Democrats, this is the talking points went out, the playbook went out, get ICE, and do whatever you can. That's I do think that's a losing argument when ICE is out there trying to remove the most serious criminals of among us, they are preying on the largely immigrant communities, but on all Marylanders. Virginia Democrat Governor Abigail Spanberger reversed the high-profile immigration enforcement policy established by the outgoing Governor Glenn Youngkin. Elections have consequences, folks. So the first thing she does is rescind the executive order requiring state cooperation with ICE in Virginia. It's going to happen here in Maryland as well. So now Virginia and Maryland will both become magnets for all the criminal illegal aliens in the country because ICE will not get any help at all from local law enforcement. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Might be an incident on the Beltway here. Just saw a medic unit coming east from Delaney Valley Road through Providence Road, and some of the data is showing a little bit of a backup here on the outer loop around Lock Raven Boulevard and Herring Parkway. So we're looking for it. I just heard Baltimore County say one of the vehicles was in the left-hand lane. So heads up on the Beltway if you're traveling from Hartford Road into Towson and also on the eastbound side so we can track it down and pinpoint exactly what it is. But the medic unit was on the inner loop coming down the hill towards Lock Raven Boulevard, and I think there may be somebody else here on the outer loop now coming over towards Perrin Parkway. So I'll keep an eye on that and let you know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start to teens and 20s, highs in the 30s a little later on today. Clear tonight, lows back down to the teens. Tomorrow, sunny, highs only about 26 degrees. It's 21 and clear in Glen Burnie, and it is 21 in Parkville. 6:54, and Chris Van Hollen, he, of course, is the senator, Margarita Man, as we know him. He was giving an interview over the weekend when he basically... It's just amazing. He dropped this little golden nugget.
Donald Trump said he was going to go after the, quote, worst of the worst. If you look at their own data, 80% of the people they're apprehending around the country pose no public threat whatsoever.
Now, keep that figure in mind, 80%. But he's saying they pose no threat to the public whatsoever. Four suspected MS-13 gangbangers are facing murder charges in Maryland after they killed a 14-year-old boy from Washington, D.C. The corpse of Jefferson Amaya Ayala, discovered with multiple injuries in what the medical examiner ruled as a homicide back in early November at the Indian Creek Stream Valley Park in College Park, just months after he was last seen in Washington. PG County Police said a press release on Sunday that they believe Ayala was lured to the park and murdered on August the 2nd. But these would be the same individuals that pose no public threat whatsoever, according to this absolute doofus representing us in the United States Senate. You couldn't be more of a doofus than Margarita Man, Chris Van Hollen. And then he threatened to cut off money for ICE as well.
I am not going to cast a vote, not one dime, to support this lawless, brutal Trump ICE operation. So what I'm saying is, unless there are significant reforms to rein in this lawless ICE operation, and there was a federal judge that just this week said that ICE agents were violating people's constitutional rights, right? They were preventing them from engaging in protected peaceful protest. So my view is there has to be dramatic change. I don't foresee this administration doing that at this moment. So I'm saying I won't provide any funding.
Once again, you're being gaslit and lied to by Senator Margarita Man. ICE is sworn. They're sworn federal law enforcement agents that are enforcing the laws passed by Congress, signed by President Clinton, and are currently the law of the land. Now, if you don't like that law, doofus, then do something about it. But to get up there and say this kind of stuff is just amazing. And he's got another partner in crime. This will be a former prosecutor, by the way, Maryland's Glenn Ivey.
Democrats in Congress elites are looking off, cutting off the funding to try and get Homeland Security's attention. Another piece is court, because these are violations. I think Bivens is the case mm-hmm. that they're violating, and they can be sued for that. And I think there have to be pattern and practice types of investigations, too.
Yep. So again, it's the evil component here is not the murderers and the serial rapists and the kidnappers and the pedophiles and the perverts and the drunk driver illegal aliens. The evil component are ICE agents. That's where the Democrat Party is today. And Todd Lyons corrected their misinformation and lies and myths about the number of criminal illegal aliens they have arrested and are deporting.
70% of all illegal aliens that ICE has arrested last year and going into this calendar year have criminal convictions or pending criminal charges or warrants or criminal histories back in their home country. And, you know, we've been focused on those that have been lawfully ordered deported by an immigration judge who failed to leave. So there's about 1.5 billion individuals in the country that have been legally and lawfully ordered deported or removed from this country by a federal judge.
Yeah, that's just there's a big difference between Margarita Man, who said 80% are not criminals and 70% which are. Excuse me, I choose to believe the ICE director over the Margarita Man. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say "I love you" or the ability to hear a compliment or your favorite shows, television, radio, or otherwise, and or just the voices of your spouse, your children and grandchildren, and people around you. We do know that as we age, there could be some hearing loss, but we do also know that hearing loss, if it's not treated, can lead to early dementia. So get that benchmark hearing test and get it now at Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Sigiv and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. And if you are having some hearing issues, could be earwax, could be something else, get it checked out sooner rather than later. So call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100, online AAIAudiology.com. They've been the most trusted name in hearing, again, treatment over the last 40-plus years. That's Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, call them at 410-944-3100. All right, coming up next at the top of the hour, to take Greenland or not. Also, Governor Moore says he's going to trim the general fund. What does that mean?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's interest in the U.S. acquiring Greenland continues to face serious blowback from some longtime American allies, the Europeans, and our neighbor to the north, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Future of Greenland, decisions about the future of Greenland are for Greenland and Denmark to decide. And the security of Greenland. Security is first and foremost for them, but very much falls within the responsibilities of NATO.
Carney speaking with Canada's CTV network. European Union countries are threatening retaliatory tariffs if President Trump makes good on his threat to slap them with higher tariffs over the Greenland issue. Mr. Trump says Russia, and in particular China, covet the resource-rich island, which is essential to U.S. national security. Spanish rescue crews desperately search for survivors at the scene of a deadly high-speed train collision killed at least 39 people in southern Spain.
Video footage released by the Guardia Civil shows rescue workers evacuating the injured as they investigate the rubble. The collision occurred when the tail end of a train traveling between Malaga and Madrid with some 300 passengers went off the rails near Cordoba at 7:45 p.m. Spanish time. It slammed into a train coming from Madrid to Huelva, another southern Spanish city, according to rail operator Adif. The Spanish Red Cross has set up a health centre in the town of Adamuz, near the crash site, offering assistance to emergency services and people seeking information. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. financial markets, and that includes Wall Street, are closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a federal holiday. Following losses on Friday and for the week, the Dow reopens tomorrow at 49,359. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County said they found a wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop near Lock Raven Boulevard, and they're saying that it's in the right lane. I'm looking at the camera at Perrin Parkway, which is right before that. If it's there, they're not really paying much attention to it at this point, but it doesn't mean that it's not crowding the right lane just a bit. But definitely a heads up for that if you're on the Beltway on the northeast side. Then we had a report of a vehicle off the roadway, 95 southbound near White Marsh. A look through that whole area, and again, with traffic being a little bit lighter, not a problem there. One of our callers just checked in, said there's a wreck at Mountain Road and the ramp at I-95 in Harford County. We thank you for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cold start to your MLK day here this morning. Temps in the teens and 20s. We'll see breezy conditions, sun for the afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Even colder temperatures on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
18 degrees in Bel Air and 20 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore and a bipartisan coalition of counterparts are calling for urgent reforms to the PGM interconnection market. The governors have signed a statement of principles agreement that outlines a coordinated strategy to incentivize new power generation, protect residential customers from price increases, and ensure that data centers pay for the generation investments they drive. Governor Moore says a 21st century economy cannot be built on an energy market that blocks new supply. He and others in the Northeast States collaborate on interregional transmission say families and businesses must be served by a reliable grid without shouldering the cost of sky-high energy bills. And Baltimore County homicide detectives are renewing their call for help to find the person responsible for killing a teenager in the Wilkins District last spring. The April 13th shooting in the 4000 block of Allen Drive claimed the life of 16-year-old Charles Anderson. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 944. The pick four, 1716. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Stein on sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So, next steps for the Ravens, now that the initial 15 interviews have been completed, is submitting a trimmed-down list for owner Steve Bisciotti. As he now becomes personally involved, he'll sit down with the candidates. GM Eric DaCosta says there's more to the interview process than you think.
It's not just the head coach. It's who is his coordinators, what are they going to look like, offensive line coach, secondary coach, and find the right combination of coaches that make us better.
And that's why the Ravens have been interviewing so many, because a few of these may actually end up being offensive or defensive coordinators. Conference championship games are now set in the NFL. Great finish last night in Chicago.
Davis and 42 on line, and it's good! And the Los Angeles Rams go to the championship game with an over.
overtime win in Chicago.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Harrison Meavis. They call him the thicker kicker because of his 6 foot, 245-pound frame. Well, the Rams think thicker is better as L.A. beat Chicago in overtime. 2017 was the final. So the championship games are now set. Weekend coming up next weekend. Patriots at Broncos minus Bo Nix at 3 p.m. Rams will be at the Seahawks with head coach Mike McDonald. You remember him at 6:30. Orioles news. The team has emerged as a potential landing spot for veteran right-hander Justin Verlander. The 43-year-old is a 9-time All-Star, 3-time Cy Young winner, and 2-time World Series champ who's from Virginia and is familiar with Mike Elias from their Houston days together. Most importantly, Verlander started 29 games a year ago for the Giants. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland basketball with a much-needed win. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
It's hour number two. You can join us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Michelle Double X Dracella. So this has been, I've seen a couple polls that say the vast majority of Americans do not want the president to use the military to take over Greenland. And then It's a little bit less. It's about half. I mean, I think most people don't even know anything about Greenland. It's actually more ice than green. Iceland's more green. Greenland's more ice, just so you know. But if you look at the top of the Arctic Circle and the and you look at the top of the globe, you'll see strategically why it's so important. Because at the very top of the globe, you see Russia, and then right below it, China. And all they'd have to do is lob missiles right over the Arctic Ocean and come down on Canada and the United States. That's the shortest trajectory. And sitting right there is Greenland. Greenland is strategic for the Golden Dome. It is necessary that we have Greenland to use as a... And by the way, we've been there since 1951, post-World War II. And so the president said this is a an issue of national security.
NATO has been dealing with us on Greenland. We need Greenland for national security very badly. If we don't have it, we have a big hole in national security, especially when it comes to what we're doing in terms of the Golden Dome and all of the other things.
Now, they've also talked about rare earth minerals or elements that Greenland has, which may or may not be hard to mine. I'm not an expert on that. But I do know that national security in the Golden Dome is priority number one. If they have rare earth minerals, then maybe. That would be another reason. By the way, Greenland has already ceded to China 90% of the fishing rights. So China already has a foot in the door. Russia has a foot in the door. Now, it's not like they're using the military to occupy Greenland. It's a little bit too blatant in your face. But this is what the Chinese do, the Belt and Road Initiative, and what the Russians do. They quietly start to infiltrate these countries, and they get in the back door before then all is said and done. Then they snap their fingers, push the button, and then it's all over. And President Trump knows this. And that's the reason why he's using tariffs on countries that aren't supporting the United States effort to acquire Greenland.
And I may do that for Greenland, too. I may put a tariff on countries if they don't go along with Greenland, because we need Greenland for national security.
Stephen Miller says, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, that polar competition really is off the charts.
The new domain of international competition is going to be polar competition. That is where more and more resources are being spent by our nation's adversaries and rivals, is the ability to control movement, navigation, lanes of travel, in the polar and Arctic region.
Yeah, that would be sea lanes, lanes of cargo shipping. You would not, again, submarines and naval vessels. If the Russians and the Chinese were to have Greenland, they could control those sea lanes. That's another threat to national security. Here's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
If there were an attack on Greenland from Russia, from the, some other area, we would get dragged in. So better now, peace through strength. Make it part of the United States, and there will not be a conflict.
Yeah, and do it. And President Trump, we're hearing the figure $700 billion to acquire Greenland. And he could pay with that with tariffs, whatever the case may be. So, again, he much would rather do that and acquire from Denmark. Denmark can't even defend Greenland. They barely have any troops. NATO has any troops, or Denmark has any troops there. And President Trump likes to say they've got a dog sled or something. I mean, it's very lightly defended. If the Russians or the Chinese were to make a move, it'd be over in a second. And that would not be good for the United States on the top of the world. 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so there had been a little bit of slowing. Outer loop at Turing Parkway, they were looking at the wreck at Lock Raven Boulevard. It backed up and now it's moving again. Looks like we're right up to the posted limit again, coming over through that area. And then looking up the hill towards the camera at Providence Road there, yeah, they're moving right along now. So I guess that wreck there at the bottom of the hill at Lock Raven now has clear. There was also about 30 minutes ago report of an accident crowding the left-hand lane, but there was no backup. 95 southbound before White Marsh Boulevard. Just looked in the area again up around Callington Avenue, the bridge at Joppa Road. There's no impact. Traffic is lighter today because of Dr. King. The rest of the Beltway, the JFX, everybody is good. No delays. Absolutely clear right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start to the day, temperatures in the teens and 20s, highs in the 30s tonight, clear with lows in the teens, and then sunny and cold tomorrow, highs reaching in the mid-20s. Right now it's clear, 27 in Stevensville, 24 in Edgewater. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump has again reportedly put over 1,000 active duty soldiers on standby for deployment for Minnesota after threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act, which he basically walked that back on Friday, saying he's not ready to invoke it as of now. But the Pentagon is ready with 1,500 troops to deploy if needed. As I just said, the president has threatened Europe with tariffs unless Greenland deal can be reached. He's also put Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar on notice for fighting ICE and inciting insurrection. He says, don't worry, we're on it. That's, of course, also the big health care plan that was announced last week, including, and this involved, obviously, pharmaceutical prices. This involves giving money that was going to insurance companies under the Unaffordable Care Act and giving it directly to people so that they could shop and buy their own insurance plans. And then, of course, the other issue is that, you know, he's calling it the Great Health Care Plan.
This is called officially the Great Health Care Plan. That means low price and great health care. So you're going to have, at a lower price, great health care.
A lot of concern about tariffflation. That has not happened. Inflation from tariffs. And Trump has said it's the most beautiful word he's ever heard.
I'm the tariff king, and the tariff king has done a great job. And I hope we win the Supreme Court case, because if we don't, be a shame for our country. Be a shame. We have a great, safe, beautiful country now. We're doing better than we've ever done.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said he believes that the Supreme Court will rule in the administration's favor. We shall see. That could come down any day now. The president did point, this is the next point of the 20-point plan, peace plan for Gaza, the comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. He does have a new board of peace, as he's calling it, which may one day replace the United Nations. Who knows? He is the head of the board, chairman of the board. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is on it. Diplomat Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, as I mentioned last week, I thought he'd be on there. Sir Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister, Mark Rowan, and then we have Ajay Banga and Robert Gabriel. You'll notice there's nobody there from Israel, and that has upset Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. He thinks there should be somebody from Israel on the board. You have people that support Qatar and Hamas on the board. Obviously, you have to have Hamas there, but I would think maybe there'll be an additional seat there for Israel. We'll have to wait and see. Maria Corina Machado, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and the one who was a legitimate president of Venezuela after the election was stolen from her. President Trump said that she was a very nice woman, and he loved the gesture of her donating her Nobel Peace Prize to him.
Well, she offered it to me. I thought it was very nice. She said, you know, you've ended 8 wars, and nobody deserves this prize more than in history than you do. And I thought it was a very nice gesture.
Indeed it was. And Stephen Miller over the weekend talking about the Biden scheme, which combines open borders, reconquistas, and why they let so many illegal aliens into this country, upwards of 12 to 20 million.
This was not a loophole. The Biden administration, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, devised a scheme to fly illegal aliens into the country and then to escort them en masse across the border by the millions and to give them something known as parole, which gives them a work permit, which gives them a social social security number, which gives them access to the voting booth. This was the plan all along, to get them here illegally so they can get free government benefits, get hooked to welfare, and be able to participate in American elections. This was an attack on democracy by the Democrat Party. It's the same attack that we see, Sean, when you have California, a sanctuary state, that is refusing to turn over even illegal alien criminals and gang members to ICE. So these are illegal aliens in California who have been arrested by California police, by California law enforcement, for serious crimes, for crimes against children, for felonies, for crimes that threaten public safety, and they are refusing to hand these criminal illegal aliens over to ICE. Instead, they're freeing them back into the cities to offend and offend again. By any definition, what California is doing is criminal.
Yeah, and I think he makes a good point, because we've talked about it here at great length. The goal was get as many illegal aliens as you can into the country. That affects the census. All right, that, so it's twofold. Number one, when the census, they, and remember, Trump sued to stop counting illegals and lost that lawsuit in the first administration. So now you're counting a bunch of illegals in the country, which increased the representation in blue states that welcome them, like California, Illinois, New York, Maryland, etc. So they get more congressional representation. And number two, I'm not saying that they vote en masse, but, you know, when you have X amount of people out there, they can be registered to vote through all these motor voter laws, and then ballots go out, especially the mail-in ballots, they go out, and the illegal aliens may not vote themselves, but those the left knows where those ballots are. They go out, they harvest the ballots, and they vote in their name. So that's a two-part you know, component of the scheme that Stephen Miller's talking about. So I'm glad that he is bringing attention to that. That's the way it went down, 365 days, 1 year into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
And if you want to, get your thoughts on Greenland coming up here in just a second. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking right now as we are smack dab in the middle of winter, a couple of months before springtime. But now's the time you really should plan ahead if you're thinking about selling your home, because springtime is a buying frenzy during the spring months. So call our good buddy Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, and he will come out, or one of his agents, and sit down and discuss everything that you need to know about selling your home. From staging to fixing, repairing some parts of your home, or asking price and time frame are the two biggest things. And once you both agree on both of those and you sign a contract, your home is sold. And that's a guarantee that Vinny makes because of the 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home before it even hits the open market. That's no big secret here. He worked really hard to build this database, and it's out there so that he can make that guarantee, and you are better off for it. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update on Monday morning rush hour, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
You know it's a federal holiday today when you look at the camera here in Georgia Avenue. You're coming down the hill to the Mormon Temple. And you have four lanes wide each way and plenty of gaps in the traffic. So we'll take it. And a nice train going overhead. Goodbye, boys. See you later. Going inbound. Everybody's good on the Prince George's County side as well. 214 down around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And then everything in between the two beltways, 95, Route 1, and the Parkway 29. All the lanes are open. Just made a quick swing through Annapolis. No issues there. We're clear at I-97 at Route 32. And the Bay Bridge looks good both east and westbound right now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold start again here as we hit this Canadian Arctic air. Teens and 20s today to start the day. Then warming up to the 30s tonight. Clear, lows back in the teens. Tomorrow sunny and colder. High mid-20s. So it's cold next couple of days. Things will warm up a little bit later on. Right now, it is mostly cloudy, 24 in Edgewater, and it's 22 in downtown Baltimore. Take a phone call here from Rick, who is calling us from Sweden. Hello, Rick.
Why? How are you doing?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
I just listened to you talk about Greenland a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might be interested in how we feel about it over here.
Sure.
We can't figure it out. We cannot understand why Donald Trump talks the way he talks, because everything that the U.S. needs in the way of national security is already existing, was already covered by existing treaties dating back to 1951. And we could put troops into Greenland tomorrow. We already have a space base up in northern Greenland. We could open up additional bases anytime we want and put as many American troops as we want in there. And then, of course, Denmark and the other Scandinavian countries are going to add troops. And this threat from Russia and China is greatly exaggerated, especially from China. It's just, they have economic ties with Greenland, so does Europe. So we cannot understand why Donald Trump keeps talking about buying Greenland when, one, the Greenlanders don't want to be bought, okay? They want to be an independent country, which they are in semi-autonomous with Denmark.
Well, but they're not. Denmark still...
No, we can get everything we want.
Denmark still calls the shots, even though they went through that exercise of some kind of vote that was not binding. But I look at it this way, if you want to understand what Trump's thinking is that he needs to control the Western and Northern hemispheres for United States national security, and that for North America as well. That's why I went in and took out Maduro in Venezuela. I think you'll see Colombia and maybe even Cuba fall in the near future, because China has indeed made inroads there. And it's a, there's a difference, I think, Rick, between a treaty and there have been talk about leasing parts of the country and buying it. And if you buy it, you own it, and you can make decisions. And people can fudge treaties. They can cheat on treaties. They can renege on treaties. And that's his thinking, that if we own it, then we can call the shots. We don't have to worry about anybody else. And basically, it will still be a very good life for Greenlanders. I mean, you know, they'd, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't think he's talking about a state, but maybe as a U.S. territory, as Puerto Rico and Guam.
They don't want to be owned by anybody.
I understand that. All right, but they've been owned by Denmark for years. Right?
Right now, they are semi-autonomous.
Yeah, come on. I love that term, Rick. I love the term.
Parliament. They have their own government.
I love the term semi-autonomous. Either you're autonomous or you're not. I mean, I'm sorry. It's like either half pregnant or you know, you're full. You're pregnant or you're not. You're not half pregnant. But look, I get it. I mean, the people of Greenland, they'd like to go on existing as is. But there is a threat, and you could say it's exaggerated. I don't know if you have access to national security documents. I don't, but I'm going to trust the people to do. And when they say Russia and China are both threats to the sea lanes there, and again, the top of the world is everybody is now going for that part of the Arctic Circle for rare earth elements and for a strategic advantage. I got to trust them. But listen, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for your call. I appreciate at least hearing a voice of disagreement. Law offices, Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7 should you need them. Personal injuries do happen, and they sometimes can be severe. And Michael and his firm want to make sure that you get the best representation that you can. And remember, if there's no recovery, there's no fee whatsoever. So that's something they've been doing for over 40 years, and one of the reasons why they're the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year here in the Baltimore metro area. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com. It's 7:30 up next. Governor Moore says he's going to trim the general fund to balance the budget. What does that mean? 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A federal court has denied a petition to rehear the appeal of former Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby's mortgage fraud and perjury cases. Mosby's attorneys asked the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit to take up the case, but no judge requested to take a poll on the petitions. Mosby was convicted on two counts of perjury and one count of making a false statement on a loan application in the purchase of two Florida vacation homes. She was sentenced to 3 years of supervised release, 1 year on home detention, and 100 hours of community service. In July, a three-judge panel overturned her mortgage fraud conviction, but upheld the perjury verdicts. President Trump wants to make sure a broadcast time slot on the second Saturday in December belongs to the Army-Navy football game alone. The president posted a message on Truth Social saying he will sign an executive order securing an exclusive four-hour broadcast window so the event is not overshadowed by college playoff games and commercial interest. He says no other game or team can violate the time slot. Trump says on the field they're rivals, but on the battlefield they're America's unstoppable Patriots, defending the country with tremendous strength and heart. He says we must protect the tradition and the players who protect us. As many as 20 vehicles may have been involved in a crash on an icy overpass near Baltimore's Drute Hill Park Sunday evening. First responders were called to the ramp to the southbound JFX shortly before 7 p.m., but officials say at least one person was injured and taken to a hospital. One of the drivers involved in the crash tells WJZ-TV she was trying to merge onto southbound 83 when she began to slide and spun out. She says several other vehicles slid behind hers, and she was struck by three or four cars. course. The accident remains under investigation. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. You know, the big wireless companies say they have discounts for people over 55, but unless you're willing to sit on hold and ask, you're probably paying more than you should. At Consumer Cellular, there's nothing to hunt down. We're built for people 50-plus with plans starting at just $20. And our 100% U.S.-based customer service actually answers the phone. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today and get your second month free for a limited time.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at the light to moderate traffic, JFX, with the Dr. King holiday today. Very nice. Ruxton Road moving south towards the city-county line. Now, here's a little tip with the snow on the ground and the bright sunshine right now. Don't forget your sunglasses if you're going to be traveling south and east. That glare is going to be unbelievable now with the snow in a lot of the areas. 83, all the roadways are open. A lot of snow on the ground there, but the ramp traffic and the main line of the interstate, they're mostly dry now. We really haven't had any more big problems so far with any reports of ice. Earlier up around GBMC, there was some ice on the roadway on Charles Street, but since then, no other reports. All the state highway crews and the city crews have done a good job through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cold start to your MLK day here this morning. Temps in the teens and 20s. We'll see breezy conditions, sun for the afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Even colder temperatures on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. So what is the expected timeline of how long it'll take for the Ravens to make a decision on their next head coach? GM Eric DaCosta had this.
Yeah, so I'm kind of thinking of this process like it's a three-week NFL draft. And, you know, I've been through a lot of drafts, and so this is expedited, certainly. But I think we are trying to get as many interviews done as we can. I've never been a part of this, only once, and we interviewed a much smaller amount of people back then. We didn't have the ability back then to even use Zoom, didn't know what Zoom was.
So if you back up the timeline from when this process started, the Ravens' decision on their next head coach likely won't come until at least next week. Over the weekend, the Ravens interviewed via Zoom Joe Brady, Robert Saleh, and Chris Shula. Brady and Saleh have been knocked out of the playoffs now with the Bills and the Niners. Shula is still in it with the Rams. Speaking of in it, so are the Patriots in the snow yesterday, smothering those players from Houston.
In trouble. That ball is up for grabs. Picked off. Back the other way, Jones. He is in for the touchdown.
Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. Marcus Jones, a 26-yard pick six, one of five Texan turnovers as the Patriots go to their 17th conference championship game in franchise history, but their first since 2018. And then there was this. Seahawks and Rams Saturday night over on the game's first play.
It's Rashid Shaheed. With the steam, Shaheed breaks through. Still going. A flag fly. Shaheed's going to take it all the way. Let's see if it stands.
Stand it did. Kevin Burkhardt had the call on Fox. 95 yards on the kick return for Shaheen. The score was the beginning of a rout. 41-6 the final over the Niners. And the question now is, who's going to stop Mike McDonald and the Seattle Seahawks? Maryland men's basketball yesterday at the Xfinity Center. Terps looking to break a 6-game conference losing streak, getting diggy with it.
He set this building record with 41 back in November. This for 40. He's got it!
And call on BTN, Diggy Coit would go on to hit for 43, tying the Maryland record set by Dunbar great Ernie Graham as the Terps run past Penn State. 96-73 was the final. Orioles making news. They're on the radar now for right-hander Justin Verlander. The 43-year-old nine-time All-Star, three-time Cy Young Award winner is still available, and he still can pitch. 29 games last year, a 3.85 earned run average for the San Francisco Giants. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Bills fans versus Ravens fans.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
I don't know. This whole thing, this Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson thing is really fascinating to me. We talked a little bit about it at 6:30, but it extends past the quarterbacks, and it extends to the fans of each in each city of each team, Bills fans and Ravens fans. Bills fans are one of those cities in the NFL that have just known misery. I mean, they made it to the Super Bowl, but they lost every one 4 years in a row. How difficult is that as a fan? And now these last 7 years with Josh Allen and a great team and a great coach, and they can't get past Kansas City, obviously. No one can get past Kansas City, etc. And so it brings up this. Many times we've heard how entitled Ravens fans are. They feel like anything less than a Super Bowl is a failure. Obviously, this year was a dismal failure. And they're just they have this entitlement to them, like, you know, we got to do it every year, or else Lamar's got to go.
Is it entitlement or is it expectation?
Well, it's both.
Yeah.
It's both. And, you know, I think it was set because the franchise so early on was successful.
Right.
After the first 3 or 4 years, I mean, you win a Super Bowl in your fifth year as a franchise.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, wow, you know, that's unbelievable. And so since then, and the standard is high, the bar is high, but if you're a Bills fan, you're used to the losing. And you have, I think, maybe a little bit less of an edge to you. What do you think about that?
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's just, and there's also the Vikings fans as well. They have the same kind of, angst, if you will. Absolutely. But yeah, I think you almost expect, here I thought they think that maybe now the Kansas City was out. They finally have a clear path to the Super Bowl, and then Josh self-destructs. So I can understand why he's upset, but, you know, he needs to buck up and come back next year.
So do you think it's harder to be a Bills fan and get disappointed at the end pretty much every year, as opposed to, say, a Titans or a Cardinals fan that knows that your team sucks right from the get-go?
And then there are those of us Redskin fans that went to 4 Super Bowls.
How does that feel?
In 10 years, and then were out in the desert for 30-plus years.
When was the last time? Last year, okay, they went to the NFC Championship game.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But before that, the mid-'80s?
91. That was one of the most prolific offenses in the NFL history. That was the last time.
Was that Mark Rippon?
That was the year they beat the Bills, ironically.
That was the year they beat the Bills.
That was Mark Rippon, you're right.
Yeah. Mark Rippon.
And it was nothing for 33 years.
How does that feel?
Awful. Mm. So here's the thing, Ravens and Bills fans, it's at least when you're competing every year to be there, you're in the playoffs. I understand the disappointment, but you don't know. And then there's the Browns fans. So there's a lot of disgruntled fan bases out
there. Wait, the Browns have fans?
They do.
Okay.
You're not one of them.
No, I'm not one of them.
Thank you, sir. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a call from Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. So we're talking about spheres of influence here. If we can do whatever we want in their sphere of influence, does that mean China can take Taiwan because that's in their sphere of influence?
No, that's an interesting debate. Interesting, because that's something that China's been after for years. And Taiwan doesn't want to happen, but Taiwan is, again, they're not being run by anybody else but Taiwan. They don't have another country in there. Can Taiwan defend itself? I know that Greenland cannot defend itself. I know that Denmark cannot help defend Greenland. You need NATO to do that. So yeah, it's an interesting debate, because China for years, as when Taiwan used to be called Formosa, you know, that was part of of the Chinese sphere of influence. So, yeah, there's some very interesting things going on geopolitically. But again, they're going to make that argument in their hemisphere, just like we're making the argument for Venezuela and Greenland here. It's a great question. Glenn, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. All right, Governor Moore. He told the Baltimore Sun he will present a budget that actually decreases the size of the general fund. And the general fund, if you don't know, is made up of a variety of taxes collected by the state, individual income tax, sales tax, alcohol, tobacco taxes, etc. And how much the fund more will cut will be in his upcoming budget proposal, which we will see by law. It's required by this Wednesday. So it's unknown what programs will be funded less and to what extent, but two-thirds of the general fund are education and healthcare programs that could be on the line. Now, the blueprint for Maryland's future is financed through not the general fund, but a special fund, which is made up of taxpayer dollars collected through car registration fees, state property taxes, among others. And Moore's budget cuts, if he does the general fund, more taxpayer dollars through the special fund could be pulled to finish the blueprint for Maryland's future, which we can't afford, simply. The fact that the Maryland General Insane Asylum put this through, knowing that we could not afford it, knowing that we had structural deficits, I think really is, this is a recipe for looming bankruptcy. And I understand constitutionally we are required to balance the budget. But, you know, when you have this kind of spending with the blueprint, with the red line to nowhere, with the Climate Control Solution Act of 2022, all of these with incredible amounts of spending, last year, the general fund increased by $300 million. This year, its special fund is up by $700 million. And here's the thing, the rainy day fund, yep, yet another fund, it's got $3.5 billion in it, but you can only take X amount of percentage of the rainy day fund to balance the budget. And I think, if I read correctly, I think that's about $700 million. So you're still going to be about 50% short of meeting the one point. So I just think, I don't know how they do it without raiding the rainy day fund. We have to watch these budget cuts very carefully because, you know, these Democrats do a lot of smoke and mirrors with accounting when it comes to this stuff. So we'll find out Wednesday just how serious Governor Moore is about balancing the budget with cuts to government. 743 traffic, weather on the threes. By the way, we do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment. You can call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We do have WCBM merchandise up for grabs for you, but call now. Let's get an update on Morning Rush Hour. Here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts himself.
And I brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, looking live here at 95. Russell Street 395 was checking the ramp from 95 South on to Russell Street, which brings you out right at Annapolis Road and Waterview Avenue. There's a report of a broken down vehicle there. If it's there, it's not backing up this ramp. It could be in the right lane as you're moving south from the bridge at I-95. There is a new minor wreck in the city. It's on the east side, Baltimore Street at Highland Avenue. For those of you who lived there a long time, that's Baltimore Street at Holland Avenue. You know what I'm saying. In the meantime, the JFX, all the lanes are open. Both the tunnels are running free and clear. No delays other than some sunshine if you're traveling south and east. Different sections of the roadways and the glare from not only the sunshine, but from the snow on the ground. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle. So let Bernie check everything. Your antifreeze, your tires, your belts, your hoses and thermostats. Stop by, get it all done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold in the next couple of days. It's going to be bitterly cold. We start off in the teens and 20s this morning, up to the 30s, then clear in the teens tonight. Sunny and 26 tomorrow. That's it. Partly cloudy, 23 in Glen Burnie. And right now it's 19 and mostly cloudy in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you'll be the winner. And we've got Mike in Hereford today. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last.
All right, Mike, good luck. Here are your three stories.
Thank you.
Nuns aren't the typical choice to push pro-war narratives, but the Church of Sweden found a convent was actually working to raise money for Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. Nicknamed Z-Nuns, it's a notorious Belarusian convent which was selling trinkets to churchgoers last year and had links to Russian military intelligence. Story two, a Florida man, yes, there's another one, filed a lawsuit against Outback Steakhouse, alleging he was on a handicapped toilet when the seat suddenly shattered and collapsed while he was doing his business, resulting in an injury to his bloomin' onions.
Oh! Ouch.
And story three. Following recent developments stemming from political protests and clashes with the feds across the state of Minnesota, State Representative Knutson, her name is Kristen Knutson, has introduced a bill that would make the official state bird the screaming lesbian.
Oh, no.
After the recent spate of screaming lesbians, Knutson says the change was needed to modernize the official state bird and make it more fitting and identifiable with what's going on currently in state politics.
Can I verify what state is this?
Minnesota.
Uh-oh.
All right, story one, Putin's spy nuns target churches in Sweden. Story two, man's bloomin' onions injured in Outback Steakhouse incident. And story three, Minnesota state rep wants to change the official state bird to the screaming lesbian. All right, we will start with Maggie this morning.
I'm just going to put, these always get me, and
which
know
side
this.
Do you represent, by the way, Maggie?
Oh, which side? I'll give you a side to represent.
Oh!
Number three, represent this.
Maggie goes for story number three. Chuck.
Oh, ow.
Mr. Whitaker?
What? Oh, my turn?
Yes, yes sir.
Well, I think the guy could say he wants the screaming lesbians. That's fine. You could say that.
It was a she, Kristen.
Oh, she. Well, yeah. That's okay. That's even better. I think the other one, I'm going to go with Putin.
All right. And one vote for one. Michelle.
Oh, I'm going to go with number two. I don't see how a toilet can break.
All right.
Oh, it can.
And Mike in Hereford.
He knows.
Yeah. The toilet breaker. That's her nickname around here, among others.
Minnesota does some crazy stuff, but I don't think they would change the name to Screaming Lesbian. So I'm going to go with three.
All right, Mag. Mike goes with Mags here on that one. Story one, the spy nuns targeting churches in Sweden. That is a true story. Okay. Sorry, Seawit.
Oh, well.
Story two, man's bloomin' onions injured in a toilet seat mishap at Outback is also a true story.
Hey!
Story three, the screaming lesbian. Mike and Maggie, you are winners. Congratulations, Mike. Put you in old get your prize.
The screaming lesbians can do our next remote broadcast.
They yeah. Play How for about it. That? It sounds like,
like a
group of Amazon
ladies
warriors, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe they could be the opening group of Libertories.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the screaming lesbians.
All right. Reminds me of an old act I saw at the Wigwam years ago, but never mind.
Frank and I were down there that same night.
That's right, we were all down there that
I
night.
I sat in the front row until the third act came out.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Up next, we'll take a look at the invisible coup and teachers' unions funding far-left social justice organizations. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Up men. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hey, guys.
guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Hello, this is Matthew Aldwan, host of the radio show Wealth Without Risk. Let me ask you two questions. Are you a baby boomer? And are you worried about running out of money in retirement? Well, the good news is we can help. Our clients have peace of mind because they will never run out of retirement income. Our toll-free number is 888-979-5995. That's 888-979-5995. Call us today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, some good news that the Department of Justice has launched a criminal investigation into Renee Good's widow for her alleged role in the ICE self-defense shooting. Remember, she was the one that was egging her on, drive, baby, drive, and taunting ICE agents and so on and so forth. And she basically admitted it was all her fault later on camera. And the Justice Department also investigating Tim Walls and Jacob Fry for obstruction with federal law enforcement. So those investigations are ongoing in Minnesota. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're enjoying the morning so far, and it's much lighter because of Dr. King holiday. Looking at you live here, 95 at Route 100. There's some snow off to the side of the road, but all the roadway conditions are good. No problems there. Again, some of the areas going south and east right now. Very clear this morning. Bright sunshine, little glare from the snow, so you need to be prepared for that. JFX, you're still fine. Top to bottom, no delays. Ruxton Road all the way into the ranch downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold. That's it for the next 48 hours or so. We started teens and 20s right now, 30s later today, back down to the teens tonight, and only reaching the mid-20s tomorrow under sunny skies. Right now it is 22 and partly cloudy in Severn and 21 in Ellicott City. I was giving some thought to what Glenn had raised, the question about China and their protecting their sphere. I think President Trump is threatening, one way or the other, military action. But that, you know, if you ever read Art of the Deal, he goes from one extreme to the next, and you'll pretty much resolve something in between. And I think that, unless, of course, it's an immediate threat to the United States. But I think that what's going to happen here is that if he were to take it over militarily, and I think most Americans disagree with that, they don't want to see the military go in and storm Greenland. It wouldn't be much of a fight, I will tell you that. Because they really have no defenses at all. But that being said, if you did, it would be symbolic. It would send a message to China that they could do the same thing with Taiwan. That's why I think it's going to end up some kind of deal, some kind of a purchase, or maybe it ends up being a lease. I don't know. But I don't think it's going to happen militarily because of that, because of the wrong message being sent to China. By the way, it's a brand new piece out by Peter Schweitzer called The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon. This article, which I read at Breitbart, said over 1 million Chinese with U.S. citizenship who were raised in communist China are on their way to voting in American elections. The news comes after the outlet reported in 2020 that America's legal immigration system heavily favored the communist nation. China had also monopolized the EB-5 visa program that primarily delivers green cards to wealthy Chinese investors and their families so long as they promise to invest in a handful of American jobs. When it comes to voting, Schweitzer says, these are often the children of elites who have prospered in the communist Chinese system. They've been suitably indoctrinated in CCP-controlled schools, taught about U.S. values, culture, or history from a distorted CCP perspective. Technically, as American citizens, they're eligible to vote in U.S. elections and can relocate to the United States at any time. When they turn 21, they can sponsor their parents to come here, too, as permanent residents. Based on what little data we have about Chinese to U.S. birth tourism, this tidal wave could hit American society beginning in the year 2030 when the first baby wave reaches 18 years old. And again, in 2024, under then Chairman Joe Biden, the number of Chinese crossing the border increased by 37,000% in a period of a few years. Again, if you want to read it, it's called The Invisible Coup, and it's a book. It's not out yet. It'll be out next, I think, month, released by HarperCollins by Peter Schweitzer. And I think that's very, very interesting. And this is what happens when you have open borders. This is what happens when you do not crack down your and bring in people on visas that you only need. You know, this whole the visa process, I think Marco Rubio just suspended visas from 75 countries in the last couple of days because of the threat. And so we really need to reform that as well as our election integrity and voting systems as well. Again, we're still looking into who's funding the aggressive anti-ICE tactics used by activists like Renee and Rebecca Good. Another big filing showing that the NEA, the top teachers union, has been funneling millions to far-left organizations, dark money groups that practice social justice unionism, that is something that we have to keep an eye on as well. So the Tides Foundation, George Soros, much of this money now has actually reached some of the Antifa types and the ICE watch groups and things of that nature. That's why they can assemble these. They're not grassroots protests. They are manufactured, planned, and orchestrated protests. You see, no matter where they go, with the pre-printed signs, and they've got it pretty well down to a almost exact science. So just know we'll keep an eye out on that. A lot on Pam Bondi's plate. Whether she's up for the job or not doesn't appear to be, because President Trump has, I think, lost some faith in the Attorney General already. Tim Kyle Electric and Heating and Cooling, you know, for years, Tim Kyle, they were the go-to experts when it came to your electrical work, your interior, exterior wiring, landscaping, you name it. Didn't matter. Circuit breakers, ceiling fans, additional lighting. They were the best and still are, by the way. But they brought that same commitment and dedication to service into the HVAC component of their business now. So now we're focusing on heating and ventilation, air conditioning to come. And we'll make sure that your heat system is working in peak condition. And so we recommend you get schedule a maintenance inspection by the folks at Tim Kyle. They'll come out, they'll inspect your unit, make sure it's operating properly, change the filters if necessary, make sure that all the electrical is properly seated and that it's working and not costing you more than it should. And all you have to do is make that appointment today. It doesn't cost that much either. I think I'm not mistaken, I think it's around $75 or so. So it's well worth the investment. And all you have to do is call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online at timkylecompany.com. Coming up next, it's called the Icebreaker Act of 2026 here in Maryland. We'll give you all the gory details.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It seems no location is off limits to anti-ICE rioters in Minneapolis-St. Paul. And that includes houses of worship. A church service was underway yesterday when rioters barged in, wreaking havoc. President Trump has placed 1,500 troops on standby for potential deployment to Minneapolis. Canadian Prime Minister Carney is decrying President Trump's threat of higher tariffs on European countries that work to block U.S. acquisition of Greenland.
We're concerned. We're concerned about this escalation, to be absolutely clear. We always will support sovereignty and territorial integrity of countries wherever their geographic location is.
Carney on Canada's CTV network.
With a death toll in the thousands in anti-regime protests in Iran, hackers briefly took over Iranian state TV.
A hacker's video aired Sunday night in Iran contained two clips of exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, then included footage of security forces and others in what appeared to be Iranian police uniforms, who claimed, without offering evidence, others had laid down their weapons and swore an oath of allegiance to the people. The semi-official Fars News Agency quoted a statement from the state broadcaster acknowledging that the signal in some areas of the country was momentarily disrupted by an unknown source. The move comes as the death toll in a crackdown by authorities that smothered demonstrations reached at least 3,900 people killed. Activists say they fear the number will grow far higher as information leaks out of the country, still gripped by the government's decision to shut down the internet. I'm Charles Villalesma.
Wall Street closed today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody loves the season of giving, but now the season of paying for it is upon us. That not-so-wonderful time of the year when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, stare in horror at the balance, and resolve then and there to find new ways to save money. If you're among those Americans, why not start by cutting your wireless bill in half right now with Pure Talk's Saver plan? It's easy. You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast nationwide 5G network for just $20 a month. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Ho, ho, ho. And if you're active or former military or a first responder, you'll save an additional 20% every single month. That's #250. Say Mike Rowe for the gift that keeps on saving from America's wireless company. Pure Talk.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an incident on the Beltway over on the southeast side. If you're coming up from Eastern Avenue, the Back River Bridge, right around the curve as you're coming up towards Chesico Avenue. I'm not sure if this vehicle hit the wall or it's a broken down vehicle. Can't really tell for sure, but State Highway is there and they have their flashers on. There's no impact at all on the Beltway. But a heads up, if you're coming north, you might just want to stay over into the left-hand lane. The Beltway at that point is only 2 lanes as you're passing by. There had been a new report of an accident in the city about 20 minutes ago, Baltimore Street at Highland Avenue over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cold start to your MLK day here this morning. Temps in the teens and 20s. We'll see breezy conditions, sun for the afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Even colder temperatures on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
25 degrees in Edgemere and 22 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a Sunday morning murder in West Baltimore. Police say an officer on routine patrol was flagged down just before 5 a.m. by a person who said someone had been shot near Linden and West North Avenues. When police arrived at the scene, they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound that appeared to be life-threatening. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a fatal police-involved crash in Howard County. The accident happened overnight Saturday in Columbia after police attempted to stop the driver of a vehicle for speeding on northbound Route 29. Police say the driver fled and crashed in a wooded area while trying to take the exit ramp onto Broken Land Parkway. The vehicle caught fire, and the juvenile driver of the Honda was pronounced dead at the scene. The officers were equipped with body-worn cameras. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 944. The pick 4, 1716. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it's official now. John Harbaugh to the Giants. 5 years, $100 million. Announced over the weekend. Exit 16W, by the way, off the New Jersey Turnpike, in case you want to visit. Reaction from Sportsnet New York's Connor Hughes.
And it is impossible to undersell the magnitude of this hire. It truly is a monumental day for Giants football.
And Harbaugh welding power in New Jersey, telling the Athletic's Ian O'Connor he'll report directly to President and CEO John Mara, not to the GM, Joe Shane. Second round of Ravens interviews expected this week there for their head coaching job. List of 15 or so has been trimmed down to 5. How much will Lamar influence the decision? Here's the owner at his press conference last week.
I said to Lamar last night, when they call me up from Florida, you better get your ass up here too. Because if you want to do the interviewing, these are going to be full-day meetings like they were 18 years ago. And they go from department to department to department, right? So I said to Lamar, you can jump on my plane or find another way to get up there. But if you're interested, then we're going to get a schedule. He's going to call me up. He's going to offer you the same luxury. And I said, I hope you take it. And he said, yes, sir, I think I will.
Well, this is the week. We'll see what and if it happens this week in Baltimore. And then finally, there's this from the world of college football. In a college sports landscape lorded over by billionaires, none other than John Mellencamp, the 74-year-old Heartland Rocker has played no small part in Indiana University's rise from laughingstock to the number one college football team in the country. How? At a time when nobody saw Indiana football as a good investment, Mellencamp gave $1.5 million to build the team's practice facility, the John Mellencamp Pavilion. In return, the school gifted him a wooden shack atop the stadium where he can watch the games, and Mellencamp will be in attendance tonight in Miami as the Hoosiers take on the Hurricanes for the college football national championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, a local football hero gets his due. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Drasella. Well, the war on ICE continues, both the National Democrats and here in the state of Maryland. As we told you in our 6 o'clock hour, three bills that have already been on day one introduced. Now we're in our second week of the General Insane Asylum session. One, of course, is the elimination of the 287G program, where 8 counties have their facilities, their agents, their deputies and police working with ICE to make sure that criminal illegal aliens are picked up and detained and then allegedly deported, or eventually, I should say, deported by ICE instead of releasing back them into the community. The other is SB1, which is the making up of the unmasking of the agents, and that is, I think, a problem. We'll get to that in just a second. But the third bill, introduced by the delegate Adrian Boafo, of Prince George's County. The proposed Icebreaker Act of 2026 is now making national news for all the wrong reasons. And stirring up more controversy, it seeks to prevent ICE agents hired during President Donald Trump's second term from transitioning into local or state law enforcement roles. Let's say you leave ICE and you want a job with the Maryland State Police or the Maryland Transportation Police or what have you, or any police agency, be it state or local. His bill would prevent that from happening. And the reaction here from Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
A crazy piece of legislation to even propose such a thing. How sad can Maryland's legislature, how low can they go? The hate, the Trump derangement syndrome would be the basis.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's driving this by, you know, they we played you the soundbite last week of Delegate Charkudian on the solar bill. You know, the first words out of her mouth were Trump. These people are mentally ill. They have a mental defect. It's called Trump derangement syndrome. But Sheriff Gaylord goes on to say, we've reached out to the sheriff, get him on the program maybe this week, that ICE agents do have a legitimate, lawful function to perform in the state of Maryland.
They have a legitimate law enforcement mission to fulfill, and this delegate wants to punish them for taking an oath of office and doing the job they are constitutionally sworn to do.
So this would really be a bill of attainder. A bill to punish a specific group, a specific class, which I think is unconstitutional. Maybe the lawyers in, you know, whether they be liberal or whatever, can tell Delegate Boafo that this is buffoonery at its worst. The other issue is equal treatment under the law, equal protection under the law for these ICE agents as well. But so whether it's the masking bill or whether it's this bill, I did want to revisit the Supremacy Clause of the United States, which was upheld in McCulloch versus Maryland, in which Chief Justice John Marshall wrote that states have no power to retard, impede, burden, or in any manner control the operations of the constitutional laws enacted by Congress to carry into execution the powers vested in the general government. The national government cannot be made to tolerate undue interference from states in the enforcement of federal law. So what this boils down to is whether or not the masking falls within the general scope of duties of federal law enforcement, and they're going to argue it does because they can't effectively do their jobs if they're worried about their identities being exposed to the radical far left-wing activists that are doxing them, that are going after their spouses and their families. You can't really do your job if you're constantly worried about that, and so I think that is... people down there and better brush up on their constitutional law, which I understand they don't spend much time in law school anymore. It's pretty much just one course. But that's what should be not precedent or case law, but constitutional law. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all laws of traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway Outer Loop. Around the area of the Back River Bridge, north of there and before the bridge at Chesico Avenue, the activity is still there. It's on the right shoulder. They have one of the cars up now on a rollback, so it's not going to be much longer. They'll be clear. There's no impact there at all. Just a heads up, if you're north of the Back River Bridge and you're coming up towards Route 702, had a report there may have been an incident here on the ramp at I-95 at Route 272. That's in Cecil County, 99-mile marker. I see a salt truck sitting here, so there may have been a little bit of ice on that ramp. They're just checking it out, but the main line, looking at that on 95, is doing just fine. If you're exiting there from I-95 at the 99-mile marker, watch out for the salt truck on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold start, temperatures in the teens, warming up teens and 20s into the 30s. Tonight back down in the teens, and then really cold tomorrow, sunny, and 26 for the high. Yeah, that's pretty cold. Right now, 29, mostly cloudy in Ocean City, 23 in Severn. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem right here in Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time for America 250 celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center. America 250 is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. I was on this day in history in 1861. Georgia secedes from the Union as part of the U.S. Civil War. The bloody battle that pitted brother against brother, family against family, north against south, over 600,000 casualties, fatalities in that battle, the worst in U.S. history, in that war, rather. 1883, the first electric lighting system employing overhead wires, built by guess who? Thomas Alva Edison, began service in Roselle, New Jersey. 1937, millionaire Howard Hughes set a transcontinental air record in just 7 hours, 28 minutes, and 25 seconds. It was on this day in 1981 that the United States and Iran signed an agreement to release 52 American hostages. And finally, it's on this day in 1989, U.S. President Ronald Reagan pardoned New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner for supplying illegal funds for Nixon's reelection campaign. And that is a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. The big birthday coming up this Independence Day.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM, Baltimore.
So I forget the question, then, if these alleged lawyers or legislators like Delegate Boafo, if they know that these things are going to eventually get struck down, why do they do it in the first place? Well, the reason why they do it in the first place is they know they can get a foreign activist judge, here in Maryland or in another blue state. That's why they openly do judge shopping. They make sure they can get it before California, Illinois, New York, Maryland, Massachusetts, one of these activist judges that either Obama or Biden appointed. And they know they'll get some kind of temporary injunction or something to slap it down. So that'll stall it. And then they'll, keep fighting it, and knowing that the administration is going to have to take it all the way, if they have to the Supreme Court, which can take months, if not a full year, to get some kind of remedy or cure or relief. So this is what they do. This is for their base, for their radical left-wing base. This is where they fundraise off of it. They get them out in the streets and so on and so forth. So this is their modus operandi, knowing full well that at the end of the day, for instance, this latest Biden judge has blocked ICE from arresting protesters or using crowd dispersal tools in Minnesota, like, pepper spray, tear gas. So the judges said, again, crowds are getting really ugly in Minnesota right now. We had a J6er that was beaten and allegedly stabbed over the weekend, and other members of law enforcement that were assaulted. And finally, the governor's calling out the National Guard. But we have a judge basically telling the Border Patrol or the ICE agents how to do their job. Okay, no actual training in law enforcement whatsoever, but what is the most effective way? Maybe they just ought to, in freezing temperatures, spray water on them. Maybe that would be the best way to do it, to disperse the crowds. Who knows? It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and coming up, more of your calls and comments. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to take a look at Baltimore City Council. They want an alternative for the BPD in some applications. We'll explore that in just a second. You're listening to Casey and Company. Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, what is programming in memory care, and why is it so important?
So programming is activities. And the reason we like to say programming is because activities, to me, are passive, and programming is purposeful. So programming is just as important as any medication for someone who, whether they are in assisted living or in a memory care environment. It keeps the brain flexed and stimulated. It is just as important as exercise for your body, and it helps keep you sharp. A lot of studies show that a very jam-packed activities day for a resident will actually slow down their decline because you are continuing to utilize their brain in many different ways throughout the course of their day on a consistent basis. So programming is so important because it really, like I said, helps slow down their decline. Again, keep a very good baseline for your resident for a longer period of time. So the programming program at Harmony Park is so important because we go from about 10 a.m. every day right after breakfast until 8 p.m. every evening with our programs. So we make sure that back to back, other than at meal times, we have something constantly going on for our residents. And we also do what's called concurrent programming. So we'll have different activities for people on different levels at the same time to make sure there's always something for everyone.
So if you want more information about programming and the differences that you can get at Harmony Park, may I suggest you log on to LorienAssistedLiving.com. There's a lot to unpack here and learn about Harmony Park and their brand new memory care program at Lorien Harmony Hall. So again, that website is LorienAssistedLiving.com. That's LorienAssistedLiving.com for Harmony Park at Lorien Harmony Hall. LorienAssistedLiving.com.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDOCO.com.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It's 8:23, traffic and weather on the threes, Monday morning rush hour, and here with the update is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's very quiet, as you might expect, with the Dr. King holiday today. City Fire just dispatched out an accident on 95. I didn't catch the cross street, so been looking up and down anywhere between Eastern Avenue, DeSoto Road, Washington Boulevard. Have not seen it yet, but heads up on 95 if you're traveling in the city. As soon as we can locate it and get some information on that, we will let you know. So far, doesn't appear to be around the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Everything's open there, both sides of the roadway. But they're out there somewhere on 95, and as soon as we get it, we'll let you know. Very quiet JFX all the way in from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. That incident on the outer loop above the Back River Bridge was still clearing from the right shoulder area on the southeast side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold. It is going to be, back, as you can see and feel, in the teens and 20s to start the day. Highs in the 30s, back into the teens tonight. High of only in the mid-20s under sunny skies tomorrow. It's 21 right now, cloudy in Bel Air, 23 in Millersville. Let's go to take some phone calls here. Mike is in Nottingham. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sean.
Did you know
Sean, I was wondering why. I understand we have very, very serious problems in the United States, but I was wondering why you're so silent on the Islamic Nazi regime that has killed at least 23,000 of its own people and injured 330,000. The United States is will have all its assets. I believe there's a war coming with Iran. They'll have all its assets in either Friday or Sunday, and I believe there's going to be an overwhelming attack like we've never seen before. I was wondering why there's silence on that.
Well, I don't know if you were listening to the show Friday. Friday we talked about this in great detail, in great length, so we haven't been silent about it. We just haven't really mentioned it in great length today. The reason why President Trump has walked it back. He says he's decided not to strike at this point, that Iran had agreed to stop the hangings. And whether or not that's accurate, I don't know. He's got more information than I do, Mike. And
Well, what he said over the weekend was it's time for new leadership.
Yeah, he said it's time for regime change. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that we're going to affect that. It could mean that the protesters and people taking to the streets will do that. The Israelis probably have something to say in that because the Mossad
What I'm reading is the assets, the American assets, are building up.
Well, here's the point. With that, and you got to be careful what they write in the news. You know, remember the last time we hit Iran? It was when? Last year, right?
In the spring.
Right. And we took out their nuclear facilities, correct? Do you know where that attack was based from? U.S. land. Our B-2s took off from here. Remember, they flew an incredible long distance to take them out. So we can hit you from anywhere. We don't need to have all the assets in place. So that might be a little bit of a smoke screen. I don't know. President Trump knows what he's going to do or not going to do. And we'll wait till that happens. Look, I'd love to see the regime change. I'd love to see the Ayatollah out of there, Khamenei, and the rest of his murderous mullahs.
I believe we're going to strike them, from what I've been reading, no later than Sunday. And that's going to be with overwhelming force.
Well, with all due respect, I hope you're wrong, because that would give them a heads up. If we're going to hit them, we'll hit them when the weather is right, when the mission is clear, and we're able to do whatever assets that we have. And I have all utmost faith in our military and our commander-in-chief in determining that.
I do, too.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for bringing it up here on the show. Appreciate that. Dale in Jarrettsville. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I saw a thing on Fox 45 News this morning, and they showed a bunch of protesters in Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
They had the same kind of manufactured signs. These were not homemade. They were all manufactured. And I was like, unreal. Somebody got to them and bought them a bunch of signs.
Yeah, no, they're global. It's a global operation. I mean, they, you know, with you got the right kind of printers, you got a computer, you can send whatever messaging and whatever font you wanted and manufacture whatever you need to have for your local protests. I don't believe anymore that it's grassroots. I think they're all pretty much manufactured, especially when it comes to protesting the Trump administration on anything and everything, you know?
Oh definitely.
Dale, thanks so much for bringing it to our attention. Appreciate that. You have a great day. Look, I read some stuff from our folks that are texting into the show. Dan says, I oppose taking Greenland by force. Dan says his family's moved from Maryland to Florida since 2019. Been listening to CBM ever since. Seems like you've been talking about the same issue, and the only thing that changes are the numbers are getting bigger. Do you think it'll ever change? You know, it's a great question. I was hoping that California would eventually change, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, and I haven't seen any sign of that. So you almost have to bottom out. The problem is you get so many of the people that could affect change leave. Okay, they vote with their feet, so they're in Texas and Tennessee and Florida, and so you don't have enough voters to make a change. Another texts in, I heard that Virginia's new Governor Spanberger signed an executive order that the police are not to cooperate with ICE. The downfall of Virginia begins. You heard right. That was on Friday. And let's see, this is Matt. Greenland doesn't want to be part of us. You can't just take them. Trump would be no better than in taking Ukraine or Xi taking Taiwan. The country's mostly poor. They'd just be more Democrat voters. Yeah, as I said earlier, I think it's going to be a purchase, if either through lease or U.S. territory, which, by the way, is a semi-autonomous status for U.S. territories as well. All right, stick with us here. It's 8:30, and time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fire investigators are trying to determine the cause of a fire that claimed the life of a six-month-old in Essex. Crews responded to the home on Foxcroft Lane at around 7 p.m. Friday and found flames coming from the first and second floor and spreading to an adjoining home. A woman and two children were able to escape from the home, and they were taken to Johns Hopkins Bayview. The infant, identified as Sophia Rivera Cortez, was found dead inside of the home. Snow has moved out of the Baltimore area, but there could be icy road conditions this morning. Fewer vehicles are expected on the roads today since government offices and schools are closed for the Martin Luther King Day holiday. But anyone who has to be on the roads should slow down. Drivers should use extra caution because roadways that look wet could be covered in black ice, especially on elevated roadways, bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Sunday night, icy roads led to a major crash on the ramp from the Drood Hill Park area to the southbound
AFX. 15 to 20 vehicles may have been involved in the incident. Governor Wes Moore and a bipartisan coalition of counterparts are calling for urgent reforms to the PJM interconnection market. The governors have signed a statement of principles agreement that outlines a coordinated strategy to incentivize new power generation, protect residential customers from price increases, and ensure that data centers pay for the generation investments they drive. Governor Moore says a 21st century economy cannot be built on an energy market that blocks new supply. He and others in the Northeast States Collaborative on Interregional Transmission say families and businesses must be served by a reliable grid without shouldering the cost of sky-high energy bills. And homicide detectives are renewing their call for help to find the person responsible for killing a teen in the Wilkins District last spring. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's Jarvis Appliance. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We found the wreck in the city. It's actually on the ramp from Eastern Avenue to go south onto I-95. It's right at the end of the ramp, and now the fire department has pulled up there, so they're blocking the end of the ramp. So now what you have to do, there's a tractor trailer sitting here trying to figure out how am I going to get out onto the main line of 95 without getting picked off. Because anybody coming south on 95 now under Eastern Avenue is going to have to stay out of the right lane. It's a tricky situation here for the ramp traffic, and 95 traffic needs to be aware as well. So several police cars are there. The issue right now is the traffic for the ramp from Eastern Avenue trying to go south, and we'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A cold start to your MLK day here this morning. Temps in the teens and 20s. We'll see breezy conditions, sun for the afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Even colder temperatures on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:35 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. With all the attention focused now on the Ravens head coaching hire, team owner Steve Bisciotti took a moment last week to defend the young kicker, Tyler Luke.
I feel terrible for Tyler. He's going to be a great kicker. He's going to learn from this. Every one of them have learned from those mistakes. It's a terrible job. I mean, terrible job in the NFL. It really is. You have to earn, you have to work twice as hard to earn people's respect, and then they can hate you in a second.
Loop was perfect inside 50 this year, 29 for 29, until the final play of the season. Speaking of final, that's what we have tonight in Miami. The college football final championship game between undefeated number one Indiana and the 10th seeded Miami Hurricanes. Hoosiers quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza is from Miami.
Tickets are definitely a problem because there's so many family members that want to come to the game. However, I've attempted to not let it sink in so I can stay in the present moment and kind of stay in, you know, the football mindset that I want to stay in.
Indiana looking to be the first team in college football history to finish 16-0. And a sidebar here, Mendoza's father, Fernando Sr., was a high school teammate of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal at Columbus High School, the same school where Fernando Jr. went to. Local college football, the late, great Jim Margraf gets his due. Margraf, who built the Johns Hopkins football program from the depths of Division III into one of the most successful and respected in the nation, has been elected to the college football Football Hall of Fame, inducted posthumously after passing away in January of 2019, just weeks after guiding his Blue Jays to the NCAA semifinals for the first time in program history. Prior to Margraf's arrival at Johns Hopkins, the Blue Jays had never won more than 7 games in a season. Caps are on road ice tonight with a huge test in Colorado, taking on the Avalanche, the number one team by far in the NHL. Injuries have played an outsized role in the Caps dropping 13 of their last 19 games. This from head coach Spencer Carberry.
Yeah, and listen, like, these guys are trying. There's a lot of guys that are playing in roles and in spots and slotted in spots that is new to them, and it's not an easy league to learn on the fly in.
Several players dealing with injuries as of mid-January with key injuries, including Tom Wilson, Justin Sortif, and Jacob Chychrun, all on injured reserve, while Pierre-Luc Dubois working back from an abdomen issue, as the Caps have fallen out 10 points off the pace in the Metro Division. On this day in basketball history, 1974, Notre Dame ending UCLA's 88-game winning streak as they beat the Bruins 71-70 in South Bend. It remains the longest winning streak in college basketball history, and it was 13 years ago today that we lost Earl Weaver. The little genius passed away on January 19th, 2013. He was 82 years of age. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the last pitcher to start both games of a doubleheader.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Do you know who the last pitcher was that started both games of a doubleheader?
No.
It was Wilbur Wood.
Oh, okay.
The knuckleballer for the Chicago White Sox in the early 70s. Now, granted, there is a little caveat to that. He started the first game, and his start was cut short because he had a little bit of an injury, a little bit of an arm issue. They took him out after one inning, and then they figured out it was okay, and then he started the second game. Okay. So there is a little bit of cap. But I bring it up because Wilbur Wood passed away over the weekend at the age of 84.
Sorry to hear that.
And I bring that up because that was, to me, kind of the end of an era in Major League Baseball, early 70s, when Wood was a great pitcher. Because after that, free agency started in 1975, 76, and you know what happened after that. And I bring all of that up because there are rumblings now that Major League Baseball will see a major lockout in 2027.
Uh-oh.
Because the collective bargaining agreement is up after 26, yep. And owners like David Rubenstein are insistent that there become a salary cap in baseball. And guess who's against that?
The Yankees.
And the players in general. Okay. So this will be an interesting time in Major League Baseball.
Now let's ruin the sport even more with another work stoppage.
What? I know.
More importantly, tonight,
yes,
Miami, Indiana.
Oh, it's going to be a great game. But I think Indiana is going to prevail.
I think they've got it all.
Indiana.
They have an offense. They've got a defense. But it is an interesting side note because Mario Cristobal is the son and grandson of Cuban exiles that came to this country. Actually, one of them was in prison when they came, and they got out, and they fled to Cuba and came here, and that's how he came to it. So it's sort of an interesting subtext.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, to me, Indiana right now is like the Seahawks of the NFL.
Right.
They're the Seahawks of college football.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody stopping
them. It would be a stunning upset for Indiana to lose, and Seattle right now has got the inside track. Because I don't think, I mean, it's going to be New England, barring a miracle. And then, of course, the Rams, you never underestimate the Rams. But that defense of Seattle, lights out, man. It reminds me of the Legion of Boom years.
It absolutely, maybe even better.
Maybe better, right.
We shall see.
Thanks, Gary.
Mike McDonald.
I know. He was here.
Oh, boy.
8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And we've got Governor Moore was on CNN last week. Got a couple of cuts I want to share with you. But right now, it's he's another one that's Trump deranged, blaming all ICE and the immigration issues all on President Trump.
I've been in communication with my colleague and friend, Governor Walz. We all understand what he is dealing with right now. When we are watching a federal administration who, instead of offering to help and support, who actually are helping to inflame the situation. And the people who are closest to the challenge are the ones who are going to be closest to the solutions. And, you know, when I was deployed in Afghanistan as a member of the 82nd Airborne, if someone wanted to understand what was going on with the soldiers on the ground, you didn't ask the brigade commander. You ask the soldiers who were closest to the soldiers. And so the governors are the ones who have the best understanding of what is happening in our individual states. And frankly, the governors should be the ones to be able to help to make the decisions and not the ones who now have to respond to what is happening from the White House hundreds of miles away.
Well, since you used the military analogy, the soldiers in this case would be the ICE agents. Okay, the commander-in-chief is President Trump. Now, the governors do control the National Guards of their own state, but when you have governors like Tampon Tim, he just recently called out the National Guard, when he's encouraging that you rise up against the soldiers, well, that's, you know, what happens then in your military. You did a little UCMJ there, you'd find out you'd be court-martialed pretty damn quick, and that's what's going to happen to Tampon Tim. The one thing that they do agree on is both Governor Moore and President Trump calling for energy cost-cutting measures from PJM, from the grid operator, so they are in agreement on that. I'd like to see President Trump go a little step further and criticize Governor Moore on his green initiatives. But then the governor turned his sights on to the former executive assistant director of ICE, Tom Holman.
No, because what he just said was not just factually incorrect, it's operationally foolish. Here's what we know in the state of Maryland, is that we actually follow the Constitution. We make sure that laws are being followed. And the people of my state know there is no higher priority that we have than public safety. People who know, the violent offenders in the state of Maryland, they know, I have no patience for you. And the thing that we also know that in our state, if someone commits a violent crime, particularly with a firearm, we will have them in handcuffs in 24 hours. It's the reason why in the state of Maryland, we have the fastest drops in violent crime anywhere in the United States, that violent crime has dropped nearly 50% since I've been the governor. The difference is this, is that we believe in constitutional policing here. We actually believe in working with communities here, because by working with communities, you're then able to increase the closure rate, then help to solve crimes, and help to make your community safer. And so what we are seeing, the bloviation that we just saw from Tom Holman is not just inaccurate, but frankly, it's going to make the situation worse.
Yeah, we're talking about Holman. I was talking about if you don't you don't cooperate with ICE agents at the jailhouse, then you'll see more ICE agents in your communities. I mean, it's cause and effect. And so I would point out to the governor that a certain president by the name of Obama awarded Tom Holman in 2015 the Presidential Rank Award for Distinguished Service as Executive Assistant Director of ICE. And yes, he was deporting them back then, 10, 11 years ago. He's doing the same thing now that he did then. Of course, now it's Trump, then it was Obama, you hypocrite. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
If you're coming on the ramp in the city from Eastern Avenue to go south on 95, right at the end of that ramp where normally you would just merge out onto 95, the end of that ramp is blocked. The fire department is there. They have a hook and ladder there. There's all kind of equipment there. I don't know if the guy hit some ice, spun out, hit the wall on the right side, but it's a tight squeeze. You can get on the ramp, but now they have blocked the right lane a little bit further up on 95 to give you that access on the 95 south from the ramp. So if you're coming down from Moravia Road, you're heading towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you'll be in the center and the left-hand lanes with a police car sitting there right before Eastern Avenue, and then the ramp is a little bit of a tight squeeze. That's the only trouble spot we have right now in the area. Everybody else is doing just fine. A couple of new wrecks in the city, though. Hilton Parkway, Edmondson Avenue on the west side, Gwynns Falls Parkway at Denison Street. That wreck is up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday and Tuesday. Cold. That's just it. We're going to be cold today. We're actually in the 30s today. Tonight back down to the teens. Tomorrow sunny and highs in the mid-20s. Right now cloudy, 24 in Ellicott City, 27 in Annapolis. And it is time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good. Like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give me
Well, a 12-year-old boy in England saved his mother by intentionally crashing their car into a guardrail. She apparently had had a medical episode, passed out behind the wheel with her foot on the gas. Zach Howells managed to slow the car down, then stopped it by crashing it into a barrier. Here he's talking to emergency responders over the phone.
What's your emergency?
Basically, I'm driving on a motorway, and my mom just fainted, so I have to crash the car to stop.
Oh, my goodness. Is everybody all right?
She's snoring, so I think she's okay.
How old are you, Zach?
I'm 12.
12 years old. That's some quick thinking for a 12-year-old. And our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance and Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos. And take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
I'm going to tell you a quick story about Mayor over at Town Appliances, one of the mayors anyway. I went in with the wife last week to look for a refrigerator, and I kind of knew going in that it might be a little bit of a problem because of space limitations. All the brand new refrigerators are much taller than the one I bought 20-some years ago, and so it was going to be, I went in, I said, looking for a needle in the haystack. He said, Sean, you're looking for the haystack at this point. So none of the new refrigerators that we learned, besides, you know, the old design. You know, my wife has her sights set on a French door fridge. And so he goes, now you're going to have to probably modify your kitchen cabinet or whatever. And so instead of just saying that's it, try again next time. He said, let me give you a number of somebody that might be able to help you out. And he did. He gave me a number of somebody that does some carpentry work. And so we'll see if we can get that space modified. And then, you know, say that's the kind of customer service you get at Town Appliance. So I would highly recommend you check them out and go by their showroom today. It's 8:48. Let's go to the phone. Steve's in Ellicott City. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sean.
Yes, sir.
I just want to remind everybody that a week from tomorrow, which I think is the, 27th of January, there's going to be a rally in Annapolis at 9 o'clock on Lawyers Mall by Secure the Vote Maryland. One of the chief reasons is to push voter ID in Maryland. It has over an 80% approval. That's by Democrats and Republicans. So we need everybody to turn out.
That will be the Monday the 26th.
No, that will be a week from tomorrow.
Oh, from tomorrow, from Tuesday. Yeah. Okay, you're right. That's the 27th then. And so what time? At 10 a.m.?
Yeah, it starts at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11.
9 to 11.
Program, and then there's to go visit your representatives.
Do you know if there'll be shuttles running from the stadium or anything, or is it park at your own risk?
I think there is a commercial one. I've heard it's a dollar. I'm not real familiar with that, but I think you can park at the stadium, and then there's a shuttle running.
All right, this is an important rally, folks, because we need voter ID. We desperately need to have that in Maryland. We need to get rid of the mail-in ballots. It's a whole other debate. But, Steve, thanks for bringing it to our attention. Appreciate that. By the way, Baltimore City Council is holding a hearing. President Zeke Cohen will convene a city council with a committee of the whole for a hearing to learn about systems other local jurisdictions have developed to dispatch trained civilian responders to respond to 911 calls in nonviolent, non-criminal situations and consider how much the system could be implemented in Baltimore. So what they want an alternative to police response. And it always is interesting to me how they do this, because you never really know when you go into any situation if you're going to need the police or not. And then in many cases, it turns out when you do, you need somebody that's fully trained in that, and that sometimes you need to have them armed for the protection of the police and from other people in your home or another situation. So here again, these are these social do-gooders who think that we can just charm you today. We can just smile and bat our eyelashes and say, oh, please don't do that. It doesn't work like that, folks. There's a lot of evil people in the world, and it's just really Pollyanna for anybody, including Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen, to think otherwise. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next, Ilhan Omar back in the news, the boss, and John Stewart here when Casey & Company continues.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
8:53, traffic and weather on the three's final report for the day. Once again, Whiskey Nuts is here to steer you clear.
And a nice day it was until we got to this wreck.
Oh, jeez.
Everything was fine. 95, now it's not a big wreck, but if you're on 95 and you're coming south from the city county line, you go into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. When you get to the Eastern Avenue Bridge, you'll see the police car sitting there blocking the right lane. They're protecting the merge from the Eastern Avenue on ramp to southbound 95. There's an accident right at the end of the ramp. So when the traffic gets to that point where the accident is, normally they just come right on out and merge right in. They have to go past a hook and ladder, which is sitting at the accident scene. So they're protecting the right lane there, and traffic is slowing a little bit, and then the ramp traffic just kind of easing out from the Eastern Avenue ramp. And it looks like they may be here for another 20 minutes or so. So only affecting the ramp, but to also be aware the right lane is affected on 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, really cold here today, tonight, tomorrow. Today in the 30s, tonight teens, tomorrow 26. That's all we get. Right now we're 24 in cloudy Owings Mills, 25 in Columbia. And here on MLK Day, it is also the birthday of Kim Klasick. So we want to say happy birthday, Kim.
Thank you.
And we had this absolutely delicious cake.
Oh, yeah.
But we know that you're sworn off sugar, so.
Yeah.
We decided to.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, actually. I love it. I love it. So, that's probably for the best.
It is for the best.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's so funny. Olivia wanted to be the first to tell me happy birthday this morning. So she runs in my room as I'm getting up. Like, she sees me turn the light on, I guess. And she goes, happy birthday. Scared the bejesus out of me. I said, oh, my God. She said, I was first, wasn't I? I was first. I'm like, Livy, you're the only one that lives here.
She was bound and determined.
She
didn't want anybody on the phone or anything.
She was.
Good
I
for
love her.
Her
so much. Oh, man. Well, thank you so much. Of course, we talk about MLK Junior Day. You know, there's still a lot of people nowadays weighing in on MLK and wondering whether or not he was really great for the civil rights movement. Was he great for the black community? So we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about the Sphere Entertainment venue possibly coming to the National Harbor. Can you believe it, Sean? We have to pay businesses
right
to open up shop in Maryland.
Yeah.
If Maryland was desirable, we would not have to pay for this.
This is a smaller version of the one in Vegas.
Right. Only 5,000 jobs, I think, total.
Yeah. But $200 million in a public-private
entity.
It's, you almost have to bribe them to come here.
This is crazy. How is he not embarrassed by this?
And the news that the Sheraton Inner Harbor is closing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Morton Steakhouse closed. And then I heard, I haven't seen yet, Kona Grill off of Pratt Street. I heard that they closed as well. So I'm going to wait to see what reporters have to say about that. I mean, this is craziness. We can't get business in here organically. They don't want to come to Maryland. Like, this should be, like, a time for them to reflect. Anyways, we'll talk about that. Also, we got the question of the day. Who do you blame for the high electricity bills? Is it Governor Westmore? Is it the Democrats in Annapolis? Both in that scenario? Is it BGE, the electric
companies?
Well, we got companies?
Both Trump and Moore going after PJM now, so.
Yeah, who is to blame?
Yeah.
I want to get people to weigh in on that. But that, and then also, crime is on a rise in Baltimore.
All right, very good. Happy birthday again. Enjoy
Thank
your day.
You.
And I'm sure
Thanks.
Listeners will be celebrating with you. Kim is up next right after 9 o'clock news. Ilhan Omar is at it again, the poster child for foreign ingrates who have overrun little Mogadishu, continue to make the case for why she has no place in Congress, let alone America, a country she obviously despises.
The one place where we thought we would never experience this is the U.S. states.
The U.S. GD states. That's what she said. The U.S., somebody that gave her an opportunity, gave her her freedom, welcomed her with open arms. She was even elected to Congress, where she's disgraced herself and her Somali heritage over and over and over again. Wash-up rocker Bruce Springsteen dedicated a song to Renee Good. He's denouncing the Gestapo tactics of ICE agents once again. I don't remember Bruce Springsteen dedicating one of his songs to Lakin Riley or Jocelyn Nongaray or any one of the Americans that have been victimized by illegal aliens who are let out by sanctuary cities like those in New Jersey and elsewhere. Just don't remember that. And then finally, there's Jon Stewart, the washed-up comedian who had this to say about President Trump.
You know, people keep saying, oh, this guy's Hitler. No, he's not. And I'll tell you why he's not. Hitler was popular. This guy's not.
Yeah. Recent poll, 9 out of 10 who voted for Trump, 92% still would support him, still would vote for him. So a 92% approval rating is pretty darn popular in anybody's world. He is, again, Trump deranged, as many of these people in the media and on the left are. They just can't get over Orange Man bad. Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you that, of course, there's a way for you to save a lot of money on nutraceuticals. These are all natural rescue supplements that can help lose weight, get you to fall asleep, stay asleep, help manage your blood pressure, your cholesterol, that are heart healthy. Over 50 different natural supplements. You can see them all, read about them all at res-q.com. But right now, you can save 40% when you buy four or more single bottles. You can mix and match. The coupon code is New Year 40. That's New Year 40. You'll save 40% on you buy four or more bottles and do that today. I always like to tell people to check it out at res-q.com first. And you can either order there and enter the coupon code at checkout, New Year 40, or if you'd rather call, you can do that as well, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. All right, coming up tomorrow's program, we'll talk with a woman running for Congress in Congressional District 5, where Steny Hoyer has announced he is retiring. So that's coming up on tomorrow show. Until then, stay tuned for Kim, the birthday girl, and until tomorrow morning at 6, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.